is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Is it from the Bronx?
Yes.
Yeah. You think there will be a conservative sort of Democratic alliance on this?
Yes, I'm thinking there will be.
I'll turn your radio down.
Wait, let me turn this down.
Yeah, it's not too far away, I hope.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, yes, I've actually been a protester, and I've been active in my community. My name is Esmai Dienbees, and I've been active in my community, and I believe that eventually compassionate conservatives and let's call them liberals alike, because the new label progressive I don't think really fits, I think somehow we'll come together. My mother, personally, the reason that I became active was because my mother didn't have any children that lived, and therefore I call the Don and Mike Show and say, where's your crop detector now, see?
That's very helpful. That's very helpful. Can we just? Yeah, burping is not. I mean, this is a tough issue, and we try to screen the calls, and so that total lunatics don't call us.
The Don and Mike Show.
Friday afternoon, everybody. And welcome to the best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Arden, with you on this gorgeous, gorgeous Friday afternoon in the Washington, D.C. area. And I hope wherever you're listening to, all across the Don and Mike nation, that it's just as nice a day as it is here in D.C. And I want to shout out to all you people sitting down there on the Beltway approaching the Cabin John Bridge. Now, this is D.C. talk. Waiting for those guys to get rid of the cones, the traffic cones, while they paint the bridge in the middle of the day on a Friday afternoon. My heart's with you. I just got through it. So, hey, you've got plenty of time to sit back and listen to a great day of best of. I know myself, because I've already listened to it about a half a dozen times, and I can't wait to listen to it some more, because we've got really, really good stuff for you today. So, and actually, I don't recall what the first segment is, actually. I think it's Don's VIP card with hair cuttery. I don't know, let's find out together. You're listening to the best of Don and Mike on the Westwood One Radio Network.
I love your honey.
Okay. Huh? Yesterday, I got a big thing from hair cuttery.
I remember. Basket of goodies.
As I mentioned over the weekend, on the day before Easter, I got my hair cut at hair cuttery, and it was a real CF, waiting for people to walk in at the last second before they closed. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, and, I always like verification, sometimes from the real people that I run into in my life that I talk about. Like, right. I mentioned the guy at the gas station.
Uh-huh.
As it turns out, he called. When did he call, Robbie?
I think it was Wednesday.
And we've tried to get back to him, right?
Yeah,
what's the deal?
He's not at work, and now he's not back till Monday.
Now, what about the guy at the gas station?
Well, he's the guy. I like getting verification from sometimes from the real people that I run into in my life. Like this guy who I described, and I hope I didn't hurt his feelings by saying he was a cross between Goober and Gomer from Andy of Mayberry, because that's just the type of nice, easygoing guy he is. He works at the Exxon station, and you pull in, and no matter what the problem is, the guy's got a smile for everybody.
Let's fix it. You ask him to call, then?
No, I didn't ask him to call. I had talked about him when I talked about what happened over the weekend. A couple days ago, Rob said, the guy from the Exxon station called.
Nice call.
So I'd love to get him on the air.
Sure.
But anyway.
He's busy. So when can we expect another call from George Lindsay? As soon as he finishes changing the price signs.
So I was at the haircuttery over the weekend. I told you that. Right. Then yesterday they sent the big basket full of stuff, of crap that I'll never use, the shampoo and all that stuff. Yeah, all the stuff that they try to push on you on your way out the door. And they sent along the gift cards and the
ID card.
Yeah, and the card that says specifically, you will always get the next stylist. You never wait for a haircut.
First in line you are.
If all chairs are occupied, you get the next chair.
You're in. Of all the things you received, that was the one I found most fascinating, because he said, whoever sent this to you, that there was a limited number of releases of these cards. Like, what, six or seven?
Seven. Hold on. Let me see.
Maybe eight.
One, two, three, four, five, six. And according to the VP at Haircuttery, I'm seven.
Number seven. I can't wait to hear who's on this list.
The note also says...
Is it a movers and shakers list?
In some respects, yes.
Very good.
Can't wait. Also, it's free. I looked at the card last night when I got home. My haircuts are free.
Yeah.
And
who's the... Who is the fashion guy that goes on the Today Show?
Oh, the...
Cujo?
Yeah. Oh, he used to be on Entertainment Tonight, right?
Stephen Kajukuru.
Yes. But they call him Cujo.
Yeah. Okay.
Is he on it? Is he on the list?
No, I'm sorry. He's not.
Okay. I don't know that he's well right now.
He has a kidney or a liver problem.
That's what they're saying. Read the Bible.
Read the Bible.
You're covered now. Okay, Pat. That's on page 103. Oh, yeah. I now like, quote the Bible, I like giving the page number.
So you can find it
fast. You can look it up real fast.
Yeah.
Page 103.
This is very exciting.
Now, believe it or not, a couple of people have actually come up to me in the last couple of days and said, hey, a VIP card is a gift card.
Oh.
Okay. I understand the difference. Mm-hmm. I've seen the gift cards. Yeah. I got some of the gift cards.
This is totally different.
It's
entirely different.
It looks like an American Express gold card.
Right.
It's like a real credit card. Where's my wallet? Oh, my wallet's on the car. Hey, that's good news.
Where's my wallet?
Let me make sure that the alarm is turned on in my car.
Come back, Grandma.
Anyway, it's like a credit card.
Right.
And it's got my name, you know.
So you don't have it with you right now.
Embossed.
It's down in the car.
Yeah, that's a foolish move.
Yeah.
Foolish move just to leave it sitting there, you know. Everybody's going to want one.
And that's exactly where it is. All of the contents of my wallet, incidentally, are displayed on the dashboard. All of them laid out like a magician doing a card trick when he lays out the 52 cards in front of you. Okay. So the guy sends me the letter, says not only can you cut in line, every haircut for the rest of your life is free.
That's incredible.
We've only given six of these. Here are the people who've received them besides me.
Okay.
Jimmy Carter's daughter, Amy Carter.
Amy Carter.
That's great.
Former star of Beverly Hills 90210, Shannon Doherty.
Couple of chicks.
Former Vice President Dan Quayle.
Look at his hair.
He looks good.
Beautiful.
You know, so far you got Shannon Doherty, who's maybe a push, but you got Amy Carter and Dan Quayle on there.
Michael Bolton.
Oh!
I didn't know they did that kind of work.
I couldn't make this up.
His hair's short now.
And now here's the thing.
But doesn't he have plugs?
And listen,
or a wig?
I don't want to put the people from Haircuttery down, because they're nice enough to send this to me, and I do feel like it's a big deal. But I realize now when I read this list, I am not the first disc jockey they have come to.
Oh no, really?
Who else?
Ryan Seacrest got the card.
Oh.
Bastard. I bet he doesn't use it, though.
So
tell him you want his
He's got that guy that does his hair on the show.
Well, yeah, for work, but the rest of the time.
But if he's on the road and he needs a haircut and a pinch. All right.
But the last one is the one that I'm really the happiest about. And I bet out of all these people, and me being one of the big seven now, I bet he's probably the only bastard like me that would really use it.
Who?
Regis Philbin.
Oh, my God.
How
the
about
freebie
that?
Meister. Congratulations.
How
that is an exclusive
that?
Club. That makes you a winner.
That's almost like a can you get to 10.
That's right? Incredible.
So I had hot seven-way sex with Regis Philbin, Dan Quayle, Michael Bolton, Amy Carter, Shannon Doherty, and Ryan Seacrest.
When is the big haircuttery VIP dinner?
I don't know. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
But I think it's funny. And I don't think the guy is being goofy.
No. No, I think that's a serious
He wrote the letter that arrived today.
The list just happens to be goofy. I don't think he's trying to do anything. I think that's a 100% legitimate list.
No, the letter is on
station.
Was DHL'd overnight. It's like, thank you for your support. Realize that these are specially made cards that we only give to people who really like the haircuttery. And incidentally, here you mentioned on the here is the people that you are in the club with.
It surprises me how exclusive this club is. I mean, how limited the membership is. My God, only six other people.
Six people.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing is, they probably give these things out like candy.
Can you imagine walking into a haircuttery and all those people were in the chairs? How special would that be? Be like a Vanity Fair cover.
I don't know what to make of it, except for whatever reason, it makes me feel important.
You're the luckiest boy alive.
Here's your challenge, and I think this, you were saying you're probably the only one that would use it. You mentioned Regis Philbin. I think you should be the one that uses it the most.
I can guarantee
you. How about
you
a haircut a week? Why not?
A trim?
It's free.
Every week?
You know what?
Sure. And how about go to different ones all the time?
No. And that way I'm lazy.
Yeah.
You want to go with the one near your house?
What I'd rather do is just go to the one by my house.
Oh, they will hate you.
Mike, you know what? You got it. And you will be able to gauge and judge. Because you'll be able to tell when my hair starts to look scruffy.
TV people get their hair cut every week.
Every week.
How about every 2 weeks?
Reasonable.
How about every 2 weeks?
Reasonable. I think every 2 weeks.
Because really, I pretty much, I think
will
I'm
you,
like...
Will you tip?
Ooh.
Is there anything on that card that says gratuity included?
No, it doesn't. And yes, I will tip.
Good for you.
Only because they know who I am.
Well, and it's a service. I don't mean to pry, but how much will you tip? What do you tip on an inexpensive free haircut?
What I normally do is if it's $14, I give them 15. You know, because I figure I could go somewhere else and get my haircut like for $80.
Right.
And if they do a good job, hold on. What are you laughing at me for? What are you doing? That's a 100% tip.
$1?
$1
on $14?
No. I give her $15.
Oh, right. As a tip. In addition to the $14.
Cost, you give 100%.
It costs.
Do you know what that sounded like the way you said it?
Yeah.
It sounded like you get a $14 haircut and you give them $15.
No,
that sounded like a dollar.
You get a $14 haircut. That's how much it costs.
And then you put $15 on top of it.
Yes, and
I
tip. $15.
See, we all thought the same thing. It sounded to me like you were giving a dollar
tip.
You know my motto, as insecure as I am, especially if it's somewhere where they know me, and this used to drive Frieda nuts. We'd go out to eat somewhere, and like no one would even say anything to me.
Right.
No one would make eye contact with me, but we would have a wonderful dinner, and they would come over the end of the night with a check, and I'd say, let me do that. And I would always leave a huge tip, and she'd say, now, why are you doing that? She says, why you got to leave 25%? I said, first off, it's my motto. As long as I can afford it, I overtip.
Yes.
That's how I make sure that no one spits in my food. And I said, second, because I'm just such a freaking egotist, I'm sure they know who I am. I'm sure they're waiting for me to leave so that
Didn't
they can
we read
say,
an article about that one time? That you got to do it. If there's even a remote chance that you're going to be known,
there's a
you
website.
Have to leave
Bingo.
A big tip.
Yeah, there was a website, as a matter of fact, you said the stuff about you wasn't true, but they had you on as a guy that went somewhere.
Dinnerwaitress.com.
Yeah, they had Mike
That's
on.
That's right.
They
yeah.
had Mike on as a guy. And I think they had one with me going to the Palm restaurant where they said I was like a penny.
I don't even really not tip, even if it's bad service.
Right.
I still will leave like 20%.
Well, there's so many things involved in the meal that you know somebody might have messed up.
Right.
You don't want to short anybody.
Well, no, so I leave them 15. And
you know what I tipped? I tipped for the first time. Well, no, I do it on a semi-regular basis. At the Subway, where they make your sandwich, I tip.
So now, listen, no. That's where
$1.50 on $7.50.
In American money?
That is where...
Yen.
That is where I draw the line.
No.
You know, if I'm in a fast food joint and they got like a thing that says tips, you know.
Yeah.
No.
You'll understand why I do, though.
Why?
Because I go to this place all
every
the time.
Day. All right, well,
and
then,
they see every time, and, you know,
then you gotta
it's
do
like
it.
The end of the week. I don't always do it,
then
but
you
occasionally
do it.
I do it, and why not? Otherwise, they spit in your food.
And you tip, but you can't at Subway because you can watch them.
You can watch them. They'll spit. Unless they want to be really subtle and just, like, be putting your tomatoes on and go...
Now, do you, you tip at the car wash, too, right? In the box?
Yeah.
Is that all to share?
I always do, but who doesn't do this? I always go up with $2 and make it look like I'm standing there, like, for 10 minutes. Just pumping money in there when I'm it's really just a $1 bill that's been in my pocket, and it's like a little tiny ball, and as I'm unfolding it, it just gives me more time in that box.
Right.
Tips so all can share.
Doesn't everybody that goes to the car wash and has one of those boxes, when you go outside and they're drying your car, don't you always try to be seen?
Yes.
Shouldn't it be really not subtle? You should walk up and go, "Excuse me, I'm putting money in here."
Yeah, but do you think they would really do any better cleaning for
no.
you?
No.
No, of course not.
Tip if you care for all to share. I always put in the coupon.
Do you know really the best way to get your car extra clean is to tip an individual that's in there?
I do that.
Sneak a tip to them.
Do that when they're armor-alling
right.
or something. That's a good move.
Yeah, but you know what? That almost comes off as being a... got a guy... Here's my thought about like getting to go to a car wash. You've got a guy who pretty much is being your slave anyway. He's doing something that you could do. And if you've got a guy down on his knees and he's armor-alling your car and you walk up and you give him a dollar, I think he's like patronizing and insulting. What I would rather do is, while these people are doing the jobs that I'm just too busy to do, is hide inside.
Mm-hmm.
I hide inside and wait until they're done. And then when I come out, I try to make it look like everybody else. Like, hey, look, I'm putting big bucks in, the guys that I hate that remind me of that.
Yeah.
And I've mentioned this before, the guys when the car comes through,
mm-hmm.
when they walk around.
Oh, they do the inspection.
And like they go,
bad move.
You know, hey, excuse me, boy, you missed a spot here, or, you know,
right.
Little splatter over here. Now, those pricks, you right. know, to hell with them.
I put out the $5, and then when the guy reaches for it, I pull it back, and I go, have a nice day. No, I don't do that. No, of course not. No. But I hate those people that, you know, because you mentioned they are basically being your slave, and when you see the people that really take that to heart,
they're
like, look at me, clean my car. Yeah.
But no, I don't tip at fast food places. I just, for whatever reason.
Most fast food, no. But at Subway, where they're crafting my sandwich to my particular specification.
And they have a jar that says tips. They have it right next to the cash register, so I put it in there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Barb, and I work for Hair Cuttery, and I've been working for Hair Cuttery for a long, long time, and I've never heard of a VIP card, and I think that's really cool, and I just wanted to call in and tell you that I've never heard of one. I've been with the company 19 years
now. That's how rare they are.
Well, are you just still cutting hair?
Yeah.
That might explain. 19 years, and you've not moved past the chair area. Maybe that's why they don't let you know about whatever...
No, you're not being very nice to the lady that's part of your corporation.
She's not my corporation, Mike. She's one of the people that that I will be inconveniencing.
No,
when I go to haircuttery,
I'm a salon leader, and I've been a salon leader for about 8 years now.
Yeah,
and
okay, well then I take it back, like I did with the guy from El Salvador. She's a salon leader.
She wears the stripes. She's got the stripes.
Got the Girl Scout uniform. Yeah, you know what you should do? Call your corporate headquarters and ask them about it.
Yeah, I'm going to. I think that's really cool. And you know what? If they had a VIP dinner, I hope I get invited just so I can meet you guys.
Oh, you're very nice.
You guys are great.
And that's not us guys. It's just Don.
That's right.
No one else has been given the honor. We have not received the Nobel Prize for haircuts.
We can't come.
The rest, in the meantime, you should ask to be transferred to the Haircuttery Beverly Hills.
I wish I could get transferred to the Haircuttery
Beverly
Hills.
Thank you, honey. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good luck getting off the floor.
Bye-bye.
Bye!
She was very sweet.
By that, I meant, you know, the working floor. I mean, 19 years, I didn't mean get up off the floor. But
no.
I mean, you know, 19 years of cutting hair, even if you were a Girl Scout troop leader, you know, you got to make the move.
Absolutely.
I thought, you know what she is? She's the Joe Ardinger of the hair cuttery.
And for every 10 years you cut hair, her lungs, about 30% hair.
Hello there.
With tiny little hairs in her lungs.
Don and Mike.
Coughing all the time.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hairballs.
You there, Don and Mike?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Don, Mike, my brothers.
Yeah.
Hey. What happens when you go into one of these places and there's like you and Shannon Doherty both waiting? Who gets to go first?
That is a good question.
Yeah.
You should set it up so that you all meet up at one and then there'll be a big battle royale.
Do that, Don.
That's exactly what I'll do.
All right.
Thank you. That's exactly what I'll do.
And then we'll understand the real concept of Seacrest out.
Hello,
knocked
there.
Out.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
What's going on, man?
Living the dream, sir. What?
Opie and Anthony coming back to CBS for you.
Yes, I've read that.
Red Sox.
What's your next?
This is random thoughts we have right now.
What's your next thought? Mike's excited about the Red Sox. What's your next thought?
I don't know. Just called to F with you guys.
Yeah, oh, no, boy, you're effing with us good.
Consider us effed with, sir.
You got effed us so bad we're bleeding.
How do you feel you did?
We're bleeding.
It's Timmy Topic calling.
How'd it go for you?
We're bleeding.
I know.
Give yourself.
I didn't think I was gonna get through. That's why.
Give yourself a grade. Grade yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. How do you think the call went?
Big C.
A big C.
Big C. For
and my
thank you.
Lives in Horsville.
One to ten.
Yeah.
One to ten.
B+. He has it in perspective.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hi, yes, but I'm just curious on how well you guys tip delivery drivers for pizza delivery.
Yeah, well, I do. I do tip. I tip a lot.
I do big time because the Domino's, again, the Domino's where I live,
right?
They know who I am. And for the longest time, instead of the name on the sticker, it would say Frida is the boss. You know, because they know who I am and we ordered so much there. So when they when I call Domino's for a pizza, you bet. It's like $20 every freaking time. And sometimes you get a guy who's like really appreciative. You know, like this is one. I shouldn't say this because I'll probably order a pizza over the weekend.
This is a $20 tip you're talking about?
Oh, no. The pizza's like pizza's 11 or 12.
If he gets a pizza that costs $19, he'll give the guy 20.
Okay.
Right, just like with a haircut.
I get it.
No, I overtip. I greatly overtip.
Okay.
I just order a plain pizza, which is like $11 or $12.
Right.
And I give them a 20, and most times they're appreciative, but I like it best when it's the old guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's the guy who's got the paper route in the morning, and you look at a guy who could be your grandpa.
Yeah, and you wonder, why is he doing that?
Who's out delivering pizzas. So, yes, I absolutely tip the pizza guy.
That is absolutely wonderful. I just took a delivery right now for $150 worth of pizza. Got a $2 tip.
I think that's typical.
Oh, that would suck.
That happens a lot, doesn't it?
Hold on. $100 worth of pizzas?
Mm-hmm.
Were you
$150.
Were you delivering to the CBS corporate headquarters in Atlanta?
No, actually, I'm in Sacramento.
No, they won't deliver there anymore.
$150 and $2, that's nasty.
That sucks.
Mike, you're still doing the signed photos?
Yes.
You know what you should do?
I got them right by the door, and as soon as they drop off the pizza, they get one of my photographs.
That is so
You know
nice.
What you should do? You should tell me you got some extra special and get one out of your car and, like, loogie on it and bring it up there.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them, hey, you know, we got a special today. You order $150 with you, get a free one.
We got five plain and a snot lovers. who ordered the snot lovers pizza?
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Radio God.
Hi there.
Calling from Sacramento.
Thanks for that bulletin.
All right.
The Kings have made the playoffs again.
I know.
We will be preparing for another 25-game series.
I forgot who they're playing in the first round. Who are they playing in the first round?
They are playing the San Antonio
Spurs.
That team is going to be representing the West in the NBA Finals.
It's going to be tough to get by those San Antonio point guards, though, because
those guys
can really move it up and down the court.
This is where Mike will pretend
to talk
about basketball.
When they're at the top of the key and they're in three-point range, it's something really special.
Oh, my God, Mike.
How are they doing in the paint?
Slow down, brother.
Sorry
Slow
about
down,
that.
Man.
Mike,
I didn't realize.
Mike, very seriously now, for a never-been-chewed piece of gum.
Yes.
Can you name the basketball player that went into the stands and went crazy and attacked people and was traded to Sacramento and turned their season around? Just for Michael Marion.
Can I have time? Can I have, like time to answer this? Because I'm thinking.
You know what we're
going to
need?
I know.
Sacramento ass. Shut up.
Rob is very happy because the think music is being used, and right now he's looking at me saying, see, it should be in the hot stack.
All right. Come on, Mike.
You have 5 more seconds, Mike.
Come on, Mike.
Ron Artest.
Mike, yeah!
Winner. Congratulations, Mike. And I swear to God, I didn't get it until the last second. It just popped up.
Beautiful, Mike.
Mike, we have for you. This beautiful strap-on.
Yeah. Look at that. It's black. Thank you.
Just like you wanted.
Over the weekend, we hope that you and your girlfriend, Carla,
we will
get minutes of enjoyment.
Carla, I'm bringing it home tonight.
This brand new strap-on.
Fantastic.
Still
percolating.
Stop it with your safe music.
How about that, huh?
Thanks.
Way to go, Mike.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Very proud of myself.
Ron Artest. That thug. He turned that team around. No S. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, unscreened, real cool. How many do you think number 7 cards they've printed up and given to guys like Don? There's probably 50, 60 of them out there. People say, oh, I'm only number 7.
This is jealousy card. Yeah, okay. How you, yes, hey, as the Gin Blossom sang, hey, jealousy.
Hey, why don't you tell us about your VIP card?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have?
You must have one of the other 50.
And even if they give them out to everybody in the world, I've still got one that can go. I can go anywhere. Wait, what town are you calling from? Oh, he just hung up.
Of course.
He's out of the box.
Of course he did.
You know what? We're gonna do caller ID. Mm-hmm. I'm going to fly on a plane this weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to that haircuttery, and I'm going to be at that haircuttery in that guy's town.
When he's getting his hair
cut. That's right. Right before him.
Cut in front of him.
Then I'm going to go to his house, and I'm going to cut his arms off.
You know when he sits down in the chair, you're going to wait till he gets the stylist he wants, and then you're going to walk in with your VIP card, and you're going to say, I want that chair.
Out of that chair, buddy.
Get out of that chair, pal.
Cut his arms off.
When they bring the haircuttery security in, the guys with the earpieces.
Because I don't trust a lot of you listeners. I want you to know this. I like you. Thanks for listening to the show. Uh-huh. I don't trust you.
How so?
Just, I don't.
In general.
Know, we get a bunch of sneaky bastards that call the show.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's why somebody once asked me, what do you call a Don and Mike listener with his arms cut off?
Ooh.
Trustworthy.
Right.
Trustworthy.
Very good.
Actually, maybe it was something else. Was it Don and Mike listener? Maybe it was something else.
I may have told that joke last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I will have to tell the person who told it to me. I'll give that person credit.
Yes, I did.
I'll tell that person that you used it as well.
Tell him that it went over big.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Oh, God. Yeah, welcome to Immigration Friday. What's happening?
Yeah, this is Dario.
Yes, Dario.
I've been around Annapolis now. I've been here for 10 years, the best country ever.
Are you a citizen?
Resident.
Resident.
Resident. You know, the show's for citizens only. Only citizens, only naturalized citizens can call.
Get your papers, son.
Okay?
Sorry.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
So am I.
Bye!
Bye-bye. Oops.
And a naturalized citizen is a citizen that's had the perm taken out of the hair.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Hey, to answer that question, who would go first, Shannon Doherty or Don? It would be Shannon Doherty.
Okay, all right. Thank you for
answering.
He
thought about
that.
It.
Thank you.
And
thank
this
you
is what he came up with.
Rhetorical question.
Do you know why?
No. Go ahead. Why?
Yeah, so he could sniff her chair afterwards.
So I could sniff her chair. Okay, you know what? Yeah,
that's fine. That was worth lingering a little longer.
Thank you, my friend. Got a break. Oh, speaking of sniffing the chair, I know that yesterday I went on and on about Aniston in this new movie she's in.
Uh-huh.
Buzz has written a song to the tune of Candle in the Wind.
See, here's the deal. I miss your song, My Two Dicks. You used to sing to the theme of Bewitched, and so when it came up yesterday, when it was proposed yesterday that you do a version of Candle in the Wind with Aniston lyrics, I wrote for you, Don, lyrics to that melody.
So Don will be doing the singing.
No, I will not.
No, apparently not.
No, I will not. I told Buzz before.
That means you're going to do the singing?
Yes.
Do you have music for this, or is this another one of those a cappella deals?
Do we have like a karaoke or the original of Candle in the Wind?
I'll go look. I'm not sure. You play it a lot, I know, so we should have it somewhere.
Such a happening rejoiner. Yeah. Beth Ann and I use it a lot as rejoiner music.
Now, Buzz, when you sit down to write lyrics, is this part of your 420 celebration?
Yes, actually it was.
And as Kelly Pickler said, you know, the lyrics. Didn't she know that lyrics and words were the same?
Lyrics and words.
Right. I just want to get this on my chest.
He talks really weird. Simon.
Simon.
I'm a minx. What's that mean? Duh. Boy, but you know one thing she does good.
There's my granddaddy right down there.
She sings good. She does something else good.
Real good.
So, I mean, you don't have any real evidence of that. You're basing that on just the look.
Yeah, sure. She looks like, you know, I don't even know what the initials would be to say, suck the chrome off a trailer hitch, but...
Don't need them now.
S-T-C-O-T-T-H.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'll write it down for you.
Pickler. Thank you. Thank you, Rob. We should break. Okay, one more call, and that's it. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
Yeah. Do you tip the bathroom attendants?
I very rarely go to a restaurant that's fancy enough to have a bathroom attendant, but on the occasion that I do, I'd have to say, yeah, I always toss a buck in.
I do.
That's terrific.
I always do. How about you, Mike?
Yeah, occasionally. You know, it depends. I really don't wash my hands, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I really do either, but that's great.
In fact, I will. What I will do is I will go right for the candy. No need to. It's either wash the hands or get a fresh piece of candy.
And isn't it pretty much your hungriest for candy after you come out of the stall?
Sure. One of those little red mints.
A guy coming out of the stall not washing his hands. Put the hand right in the right jar.
I always wish that they do what I keep telling him. I said, you know, it takes a little extra time, but those little mints, the red and white striped mints,
right.
Unwrap them.
Yeah, why are they wrapped?
It's a primetime exclusive. The after dinner mints at your favorite restaurant are covered with E. coli bacteria.
Yeah. How was your dinner? Good mint.
We got a break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Cousin! What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
The Don and Mike Show. Vintage goodness in the best of Don and Mike.
That's right. Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Arger, with you on this fine Friday afternoon. And oh, hey... For all things Don and Mike, go to donandmikewebsite.com. You can check out all the great, fabulous art sent in by everybody across the country. You can get podcasts and all that good stuff. And Don and Mike on spring break, wrapping up the championship tour of wet t-shirt contests all across Fort Lauderdale and Poinsett, Florida. Let's get back into the best of. Well, when Don first started dating his current girlfriend, he referred to her as Miss X or Adrian. And, as you know, as they grew together, they had to do different things together. And Don tells us about when he had to drive with her in her car. And it's the best of Don and Mike.
You know what? I think today...
Oh, no.
Yes. Today we can do without the...
You mean you're chucking it?
Yep.
For good?
Wow.
For good.
You know what I call that? A Friday shocker.
There you go. Deal with that, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let's start today.
40 years.
Before he says his piece.
Without the beer.
Well, why not just play?
I like driving home
exactly,
with Don and Mike.
You're singing about yourself in third person.
I know.
How egotistical.
How egotistical.
Shut up, you. Not you, him. Hey, Joe.
Yeah?
Thank you for the emails last night. Were you drunk?
A wee tipsy.
Little bits of the weekend started a little early for you?
Yes, it did. It was such a beautiful evening. Yes.
Thanks for mine, Joe.
I got the drunky emails from Joe last night.
Just once, Joe.
They're nice. They're very nice. They're very flattering.
Yeah, really like, repair our damaged relationship.
Like,
you know?
Hello, Don. It's Joe. I won't get into it, but it's about... It's
I love you. I hate Mike.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much what it said.
You know.
Right. And then the second one was
along... Now you know what I... Did anything say... Was there anything in there about... You know, I know, now you know what I was dealing with when he was asking about all those sound effects, just like yesterday. I'm not being paranoid, am
Mike,
I?
Mike, it was all show-related.
Oh, okay.
Just Joe's thoughts about pushing the envelope and management, etc. And I like, so he signs off, and it's very nice, and I can tell he's drunk. When I'm reading it this morning, I can tell. And then I noticed that the second one, he sends a second one like 5 minutes later.
Right.
It's like, P.S. Bring back strip trivia. That a show 'em. We can put the pictures of hot people on the internet. Joe!
He was feeling randy.
Joe.
420.
Man,
420.
Wow. 420. Big 420 day in the Ardinger household.
420.
Well, Joe, I appreciate it. Oh, and hold on. Before you give us your weekend sign on here, Mike, a gift for you from our friend Buzz Burbank.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yesterday we had been discussing... Buzz had been discussing Arnold Schwarzenegger's...
Constantly.
Right?
Anyway, I can't stop
talking
about it.
Do we have a nude? Buzz brought in the photo from the Pumping Iron days of Arnold Zips. Well, so let's get that right at donandmikewebsite.com.
All right. You know, I know that Maria Shriver once said what being like being mounted by a horse.
A big man.
Yeah. I mean, that's what seemed to be the...
Maybe it was Mike obsessing about... No, Mike said the thing about being mounted like
all
a...
Of us.
No, it was Mike said the thing about being mounted like a horse.
I remember the quote, yes.
You said...
I had given you guys a nude picture before, and I could bring it in again if you like. And you said, yes, I'd like.
Oh, did I?
Yes, that's how I remember it.
I don't remember that.
Uh-huh.
Was yesterday Fag Tuesday on the show?
Oh, God, you should have heard it.
All right, this is a wonderful picture.
Hold on. As it turns out, Tuesday we did also do a lot of gay material. Yesterday would have been Gay Thursday.
Yes, of course.
Gay Thursday, since today is Gay Friday.
But yesterday was the gayest.
Well, thank you for the picture, Buzz.
Certainly. You're welcome. Enjoy.
He appears to be slightly larger than average.
It's suitable for framing.
And thank you for the emails, Joe.
But in no way horse-like.
Sure. No.
And now, hold on a second. Play your jingle first.
Listen up. This is the FM Nation.
Sure is.
66.
XM Radio. Another hour. Music. Power. The Beatles.
Do it, Joe.
The weekend's here. Have a can of beer.
Bye. Just not fair. That, ladies and gentlemen,
20 years.
That is sabotage. There are hijackers on the show.
Two men side by side for 20 years.
Two men with matches in their shoes broke through the door of the studio.
Right.
Came in. Said, play the goddamn song.
Hot foot.
Thought that I should make that very clear.
I'm going to pull a Flight 93 on this in just a moment. I'm going to have to be the guy that steps up and says,
I love driving home.
Someone's got to step up for America.
Oh, my God. What a horrible way to cut that off.
With Ava. Ava Longoria.
She did it.
Hi, baby. There you go.
Wow.
Okay, so before we start the show, we always like having a couple of quick things to get to on the pre-show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness. The haircuttery stuff, I think I'll save and tell you about that in a second.
Did you go?
No, I didn't, but I did get...
that would have been silly.
I did get a very nice electronic mail from the vice president of haircuttery.
Ah.
And I do have a list of the 7 people that have the haircuttery get a free haircut at any time you like cards.
Oh, so there really are only 7 others?
Well, according to...
Nationwide?
According to John Liner, who is vice president... Media Relations, Hair Cuttery Incorporated.
Nice. I love his notes.
Worldwide.
The liner notes?
thank you.
Give you that in a second.
Happy Friday, everybody.
This is a warning, not necessarily a promotional announcement, a warning that Glenn Campbell may be calling the show. I know you're saying right now, the hottest stars
always
call.
Every day.
The Don and Mike show. There's a chance.
Yes.
There's a chance. Now, really, we're going to run both spectrums today, and neither one of these people will call. But there is a chance that either Snoop Doggy Dogg or Glenn Campbell will call the show today. There are feelers into both of them. We're working on... Now, I know Snoop we want to talk to you about because he has really, he has some kind of dog food or something coming out now.
Are they traveling together?
And what is it with
they're touring.
What is it with Campbell, buddy?
Well, Glenn Campbell, my guess, how old do you think Glenn Campbell turns tomorrow?
65.
70.
70.
Oh, it's his 70th birthday.
He looks 65 in that mugshot.
He's going to tour with the Beach Boys this summer, but not before he does a run at Branson with Charo. And we wanted
Charo still performing?
And he's going to be at Branson with Charo.
With Charo.
The dual run with Charo.
That is like the Saturday night show at the Copacabana in hell.
Yeah, so we're hoping he can call so we can wish him happy birthday.
I love Charo.
I love Glenn Campbell.
And I love Snoop Doggy Dog Izzle Shizzle. Shizzle. So, you know.
I loved his performance in Soul Plane.
Probably neither will call, but just keep that in mind. When that phone rings, it could be one of any number of major stars
calling
the show today.
That is tremendously exciting.
I don't know.
That's tremendously exciting, Ross.
I don't know if I should get into this in great detail because I don't want to hurt my chick's feelings.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But, you know, in whatever this is that I'm going into with her, the whatever part of this life that it is that I'm going into now with her, today we had, and she probably didn't even realize it, the first time that really I realized, you know, and I've known this all along, they're all the same. They're all the same. You turn them upside down, you know what I'm saying. I mean, I know you've heard that before, like a bowling ball. Anyway.
I had heard that.
Anyway, she was nice enough to, my car had to be serviced. So, I told you a couple of days ago.
How about that? We all do.
She dropped me off at the place, you know, and drove me to work. And then today was the day it had to be picked up.
Ah.
She was nice enough to take time out of her job, come to my house, pick me up.
That's very nice.
Drive me to the car place.
Did she pick you up last night? Also from here?
Or two nights ago, whenever it was.
Two nights ago when your car wasn't here.
She did. Yeah. So, you know, I'm kind of nutty about getting to work on time.
Sure.
So I thought I'd given plenty of time for her to pick me up and take me to the place. And I accounted Friday afternoon rush hour traffic as well.
It's early.
And it was the first time ever that I've been in the car with her. She's driven plenty of times where I'm the passenger, where I was being the front seat, back seat driver.
Ah.
And I was doing come on, make a left here.
Right.
Come on, pass this car. And I think at one point, I almost, and actually probably did say it was the under the breath thing, you know, less talking, more driving, you know, I'm like looking, going, hey, what's the speed limit on this road?
Oh, man.
Oh, I don't know. You know, and she's just happy as can be, just talking and really being nice to me, saying like,
she drives deliberately, does she?
I think it's my scintillating personality.
I see.
She said, her face hurt. They'd find this hard to believe. She said Rob would find that easy to believe.
At his house.
But she's
normal.
Not Gary.
Yeah. I had a nickel.
I know.
My new novel from Rob Spivak, Driving Through Tears.
My face hurts. This is so hard to believe. I'm such a dick. She said, oh, my face hurts from smiling and laughing, from talking to you so much. When I'm in the car with you, right? I know that's BS thing that people say at the beginning that they don't really mean.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting more frustrated as I looked at the time, and I'm going, oh, my God. It's 1:30. We're not even on 395 yet. It's like, please, drive with a little urgency. And we were in the right-hand lane behind some Muslim who was, she had on the burqa.
The burqa?
Thank you.
The burqa.
The Bertha Butt burqa. And really, she's going 42. Now, 395 is a major freeway in D.C.
It's a highway. That's dangerous to go there.
Speed limit is 55.
Yeah,
but let's face it, on a Friday with no cops around, people are going 85 and 90. Well, for whatever reason, my chick is doing me a favor because she's having such a good time chatting to me because I'm such a wonderful conversationalist. She's happy just to go 42.
Well, when you're in the passenger seat, you have your new name, Johnny Magnetic.
Well, anyway, if she's listening, how you doing?
Did you, were you rude?
I don't think I was.
Hurt, perhaps?
I don't, no. You know what? She took it well.
Uh-huh.
If I was, and I'm pretty sure I was.
Was this the first time you were ever in the car with her when she drove?
Oh, no, she's driven a couple of times before, but this is the first time there was some urgency, and, okay, well, I wrote down when I got to the car place, I was waiting for my car. I did tell her four times to change lanes. Three times I said, please go the speed limit. Twice I said, pass this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then emphatically, when it was the Muslim, And then the less talking, more driving. I don't think she heard that one.
That was under the breath?
That was...
if it was under the breath, then the tone had to be... Less talking, more driving.
Which, you know, really is a carryover from My Sweet Frida.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right. Right.
Eventually,
yeah.
Someday, I'll have the balls to look some woman in the eye and say something to her.
Say what you're really feeling and say it out loud where she can hear it.
I don't think that day's happening anytime soon, though.
No. I'm such an idiot.
That was very nice. She drops me off. And,
that is very nice.
And,
going to get there.
I get the car and... I think I had called Rob because going to this place on 395, it was and that's
he'd improve your time.
It was pissing me off that she was going like 42 and there's nobody driving eastbound on this highway.
Right.
Now, what are you doing, Rob?
I just cracked on my driving.
I had a little. That was not under my breath. That was a little aside about Rob's driving.
Oh no! Rob makes her look like Danica Patrick.
Really?
Wow!
Really?
Seriously.
Good for her.
No,
well, Rob's improved over the years, hasn't he?
No, he has. You know, every once in a while when I'm pulling into work, I'll get a call, and it's either Rob who's in front of me or behind me at a stoplight, and I don't realize it.
Whop, 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 whop,
and it's like
whop,
the phone rings. I go, hey, what's happening? He goes, you know, I can see you. And if I'm in front of him, even if I'm at the McDonald's, you know, I'll sit there. By the time I've got my car turned off and and you know, get the sunroof closed and do all the
put your makeup on.
Yeah, he's just motoring in at that moment.
Well, that's because I've just come off Interstate 66 and the engine has to cool. You have to rest the engine after you work it that hard.
So Rob calls,
and then I sat and really worked it.
He calls his entry into the parking lot his glide slope.
And if God forbid he's in front of you, when you make that left hand turn at McDonald's, and he calls you to say, "Hey, you know, I'm in front of you," and then you say, "Hey, what's happening, buddy? I'll see you at work." Get ready for the longest 10 minutes of your life.
It normally goes, "Hey, Don, I'm in front of you," and then I hear S.
Well, you still have your old man sedan, don't you?
I've drive that and the Tahoe. I don't know. I lost the word.
He's driven slowly like an old woman when he's driven his big four-wheel drive thing.
He has had occasion to drive both you and me in the car, and that's when it's torture for him. I know that.
And drive you crazy.
Drive you home and drive you crazy.
I've driven behind Rob before. Nobody drives as slow as Beth Ann McBride did, though. I got behind her one day, and it took me like what would normally be a 5-minute commute.
You got behind her,
like 20. Yeah, well, you know,
behind her,
as closely as I could.
I was cut off by a gentleman that looked like Richard Roundtree last evening in a pickup truck as I was heading into Manassas.
Why is Shaft driving a pickup truck?
I don't know, but I pulled up alongside him.
This is Robert the Mailman.
And he won because I gave him the stare.
Oh.
I gave him the angry stare.
Why aren't we brave?
And then his passenger side window was rolled down. And he said, it was something like, what?
Like what?
What? And I rolled down the window because I was both challenged and terrified at the same time because
challenged.
I realized.
He's mentally retarded.
Challenge is one of the 10 you don't say, Mike.
And, I think
your window licker, your Mongo.
We both parted as friends because I rolled down the window. I looked at him and I said, "He said, do you have a problem?" He said to me, and I said, "No, I was just looking at you. You were going kind of fast. I wanted to see if you were crazy or not." And when I said it, and that's exactly how I said it.
That's
pretty
good.
And when I said that, he just went. I just want people to move on down the road.
All right, that's what we all want. God bless him.
I just want people to move on down the road.
God bless that man.
And I looked at him. I looked at him. And I said, "You know what? I can't find an argument for that." And he's like, "Ha ha ha!" And I was like, "Ha ha ha! Good night, friend."
Oh, you like
you know
to
what?
Be alive.
Could have been really seriously a road rage incident because I was tired and I was just looking at him and I think he took it as kind of a challenge there, you know, which maybe it really was.
Yeah, maybe.
But it was fun. It was a fun moment.
And about driving. So I leave the car place right now. She's dropped me off, and she's going on to work, right? And she's got maybe a 10-minute head start on me.
All right.
Because I've had to wait to do the paperwork and wait for them to bring the car around. So as I'm driving on 395, I'm doing the thing like, you know, People must have been so pissed at me. Like, I was the guy that would go left lane, middle lane, right lane, middle lane, right lane, left lane, right lane. You know, it's like almost like playing Frogger. You know, you're just trying to jump to the front. Well, she doesn't even know it, but I guess somewhere around Seminary Road, I went by her and just in a big explosion of dust. Like, okay, goodbye. Goodbye. I didn't want to call her to say, you know,
no, right.
Hey, I just saw you. You know, because in essence, what I would be saying is, look how fast I'm getting back to work now. and I wasn't even. I was going
your normal speed.
Yeah, my normal 140.
Uh-huh.
My normal
speed. 45.
Well, that's my MO.
Yeah, he's got the card, the celebrity card.
That's my MO. So anyway, thank you to her for taking me out there.
That was the failed sitcom that we wrote. That's my MO.
That's my MO.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt. What? You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
Theater of the Mindless. The Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to the best of the Don and Mike Show. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Arden, with you on this fine Friday afternoon. And I'm having a lot of fun today in the studio. The engineering department is going to hate me because I'm pulling wires and rearranging things electronically. And it's fun. Shouldn't leave me here on my own, guys. But anyway, let's get back to the best of. And this is a great segment. When Beth Ann McBride left the show, pity her. She left the show and went back to North Carolina. She put podcasts of her show on the website, and Don and Mike got a hold of them, so it's the best of Don and Mike.
Well, you mentioned a magic name that we're going to have to hear today on the show.
Oh, yeah?
Our former producer, Beth Ann McBride.
Oh, thank you, Don.
Now, I've got to tell you that this will be a segment, if you can call it that. I've not heard anything of these. These are podcasts of Beth Ann's radio show.
Oh, sure.
Now, we have heard one episode of her show that had her talking to a tax guy, right?
Uh-huh. It was a paid thing, I think.
Johnny Norman, our webmaster,
mm-hmm.
And guy that works in the back, who got these tapes from iTunes or something, said that she's taken a lot of elements of our show.
Oh.
And now incorporated him into her show.
Well, good for her.
That she'll take a... What did Yanni say, Rob? That she would take a wacky tape.
Yeah, I think she's trying to duplicate your format. And it's wacky tapes, music beds, big voice guy.
And the voice... And Yanni, who's the voice guy? Is that guy that they've got here?
Yeah, same guy.
Oh. Zeus?
Yeah, sounds good.
Really?
Well, it's bad MP3, but, you know... It's give her credit for trying to jazz things up.
I like it when you try to be diplomatic.
I really like it when you're trying to be nice.
Not in its nature.
You don't want to oversell it,
but
you were highly entertained. Right?
You'll like it.
Good for okay.
There you go.
All right, so let's just listen to a little bit of the ride with McBride.
Yay!
Our former producer
John Norman's going back down to his job at the White House press secretary.
John McClellan.
We love her. We miss her. We still have a picture of her on the wall that gets rolled up every once in a while. The edges, because it's very hot in our office.
It's the moisture, though.
And the edges.
Come on, tell the truth. It's from when it's being held in a sweaty hand.
It ends up looking like the Declaration of Independence because the thing keeps rolling up and rolling up like one of those ancient scrolls.
If you took that down and CSI'd it, you'd have fingerprints aplenty.
Oh, just prints.
If we would be more generous with our push pins, Beth Ann's picture would never fold over and roll up, but we only put one pin right above her head.
It's a one pin picture.
She didn't get the four pins on all corners.
Not like old F. Lee Rowling up there.
No, he's been put up with pins of Dean Banowitz.
All right, so here is Beth Ann McBride.
The Triad News Talk Station, 600-1200 WSJS.
Look at what you sunk to. Look at what you've become. Look in the mirror, because you need help. Because I can't stand by and do it anymore. It's turning my stomach. I can't stand around here watching you destroy yourself. It's eating me up inside.
Buckle up and enjoy The Ride with Mick Ride. You got your mother
and your brother every other. It's different than she was doing before.
Yeah. What to say? I recognize the format. You think I'm
stupid, but the truth is that. Does she talk? Baby, I guess she must. It's talk station.
The fan? You're on.
BA.
It's 3:30. Sunny at 71 right now.
Yeah.
New one from Kelly Clarkson. The very first American Idol.
Yeah, Yanni?
That's one more thing I forgot to tell you. It takes her a good 60 seconds to get into the break on all three of those.
Wow. She plays it to the label, does she?
Oh, yes, she does.
All right. The time.
And talking a little like an album rock jock.
Yeah. She's much more relaxed, it sounds like.
Yeah, let's hear this.
I think we
have
fun
tonight. Oh, you know what's kind of nice?
What's that?
This morning when I got into work, on my voicemail was a listener, a lady, and was trying to do the callidol.com. And she was interested in that website that we were talking about yesterday.
Right.
So I called her back and I said, Nancy, it's dial... idol.com.
Uh-huh.
And so just to make sure, she went to her computer and, you know, she's spelling it out. And
let's hear the next segment.
Watching grass grow. And
let's just hear...
I wonder if that lady found her way to the website.
That was from April 19th.
I think you're all being so unfair.
Which was 2 days ago. This is from...
we're all being so, so unfair.
The 20th.
This is just from yesterday.
500 WSJS.
Oh, Jackie, come on. I mean, I don't know who you're trying to kid. We both know there's only one thing that you ever really want to be.
A strategically placed staple in an Abercrombie & Fitch catalog?
No, honey. An actor. That's the only thing that you've ever been passionate about in your entire life. And look at you, you're built for it. You got little short legs and a big torso and a wobbly head like Al Pacino.
Is that a Will and Grace tape? Is that
yes,
what she's playing?
The hottest today's headline.
Well, she's a chick. Yeah. Okay. PA,
it's The Ride with Mick Ride.
We're getting an idea for musical taste.
Oh, she always liked this stuff.
4 o'clock.
A little quicker that time.
Beautiful. Sunny and 67. Tomorrow, if you get a chance, please, please, go by the 2006 Spring Blood Drive to help the troops. It's at the National Guard Armory on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem. It's going to be happening tomorrow from 9 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. The mobile blood unit from Fort Bragg will be collecting blood for our troops.
Does Will and Grace even air in the Carolinas?
Sign up if you want to, and you can, or you can drop
in.
The number to call if you want to sign up is 766.
Okay.
I think she's taking a real chance playing a tape from a show about homosexuals.
I know we talked to Don yesterday about it. Well, I am so excited. We were supposed to talk to Brent last week.
Who's Brent?
Because the fired apprentices just have not been very good about calling on.
Oh,
here she goes. No, here she goes, her wheelhouse. Reality show guest.
No.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
No.
We used to have that feature.
and it was so damn popular.
No.
And he was the only fired apprentice that caught on time. And he's fun. He's lost weight. Life is looking great for Brent Buckman. He's got a website, BrentBuckman.com. He can come speak to your group or organization. I'm sure you can find out more on his website. And he's taking the weight off. He has his own diet. It's all bagel-based. And we're going to talk to Brent Buckman right now on the Technicom guest line. Hi, Brent.
Good afternoon. How's everyone doing today?
We're doing well, Brent. Are you still doing the bagel diet?
I am still doing the bagel diet, and I'm feeling fantastic.
Oh God!
For me, that's like douche chills from about a year and a half ago.
That's right. And now we get Glenn Campbell.
Well, it sounds to me.
Yeah. Watch. You better pray Snoop calls before Glenn Campbell.
Yeah, wow.
You better pray, Rob.
There seems to be a whole underlying theme on that segment of her show. She's got the Will and Grace, and then she's got Brent. And it's Bagel Diet.
That's true.
You got more?
We got more music.
The Triad's News Talk Station 600.
Each one of these, incidentally, is like 15 minutes long.
Ooh.
If you ever want to really spend the time, anybody, just put your hand up if you do.
No thanks.
Alan Jackson, Alejandro, Alison Krauss, the Angels, the Archies, Aretha Franklin, the Beatles, Dan McLean. Remember him?
She's playing a tape of Bush being stupid.
Reading his iPod list.
Right. Dan McLean.
All right, buddy. All these. I'll put them on shuffle. Dwight Yoakam. I got the shuffle. What's it called? The little shuffle. Looks like a
shuffle. That's the name of one of the models, right?
Yeah, shuffle.
Call the shuffle.
Lightweight.
Is that Britt Hume he's talking to? Sounds like it.
So I think this is the interview the president did in the empty steel tank.
No. But you know.
Come on, Dustin. Where are you, honey?
Pretty high tech stuff.
For goodness sakes. Oh, here we go.
We got the rest.
No fighting.
The rap?
No fighting. It's the rise. Right.
Wow. Wow. Turn it
up.
Man.
Yo, yo, yo.
Consistency is what I like.
Yo, 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 yo.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that. The leader of the free world on his iPod shuffle. It is 4:38, sunny and 70. Coming up tomorrow, 3 o'clock. It's Wednesday, so John and Gib will be here for Money Matters. And then on Thursday, the ride will be live from the 17th annual used book sale at the Education Building at the Dixie Classic Bears for the Shepherd Center.
Okay, we got to just... You know, we love this girl too much
to go on.
To put her through the maze grinder right now. To
put her through a grinder? I think that's good radio. I think you're all being unfair.
When are you doing your show from the used book fair, Mike?
This weekend. I'll be out there on Sunday.
Okay, you know what? I don't want these thrown away.
No.
I bet there's going to come a time.
When we may need them?
But we're just going to need a pick-me-up.
Let's put it in an envelope, then. Okay, hold on to it.
How about this pretty envelope right here?
That'll do fine.
One? Is that a good one?
Yes.
Okay.
Push it over here.
Wonderful. There's the disc. Put that in the emergency break in case we need a laugh file.
Should I put it under B or M?
C for chuckles.
Put it under BM.
Here you go. Perfect.
BM. Beth Ann McBride. Okay. Wow. Well, yeah. Love you a long time.
You know, you could learn some of that respect, though, referring to the president as the leader of the free world, which he supposedly is.
I'll try that. Hello there, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Hey,
pre-show. Pre-show. None of this counts. None of this goes on our permanent record.
Thank
you.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Okay, what's up?
Just want to let you know, that was Shakira she just played, or you just played, I would say.
Uh-huh. Oh, that was Shakira.
Ah.
Well, Shakira. Yeah. Well, Beth Ann does know how to rock.
Mm-hmm.
We've always thought
that. Yeah, definitely. You got to watch some videos. Hot.
Hey, definitely. Hey. Shouldn't you be putting some mulch out somewhere right now, my friend?
Hey, dude, man, I work in HVAC company. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
I already done the mulch thing.
Come on, man. Shouldn't you be going out like in a...
He said, did you hear what he said?
What?
He said he already did the mulch thing.
No, man. Come on. Give me a break.
Should you be out in your low rider? Should you be...
Don't have one. I'm not a Mexican.
Oh, hold on a second. Is it possible that... Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, bro.
I like stereotyping everybody that calls the show. Right, you're not Mexican.
Welcome to Profiler's Corner. Let's try to guess.
I could
that's why your show is fun, because you do that.
I could never work for TSA. Oh, yes, we do all the time.
Let's play Guess the Ethnicity.
Okay, I'm out, because I was sure.
I'm going to say Salvadoran.
Mexican. Buzz.
Damn it.
Did I get it?
Yep.
Wow. Salvador.
Thank you. Salvadorian. Yes.
Thank you. Very Salvadorian. Thank you very much.
Round of applause for you, my brother.
Thank you.
Salvadorian, and to that I say, same thing.
Yeah,
love that little blue flag with the little kid.
Oh, no, dude. No, I've been here too long. I don't do that stuff.
Oh, okay, you don't put that in the window?
Hold on just a second. This may be where this conversation turns around. Give me some of that All-American music, Robbie, real fast, because we got to hit a break. Did you just say... that your allegiance, even though you're originally from...
Salvador.
El Salvador. Even though you're from El Salvador, your allegiance is to the United States of America?
Well, you got it.
Yeah.
Now, look at this.
How about that, huh?
Here I was going to lambaste you, and instead...
Are you a citizen?
Yes, sir.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank
God
you,
bless
sir.
You. God bless you, and welcome.
If only we could take you and your fine attitude and multiply it and go down to San Diego and go down to the parts of Texas where there's big holes in the fences.
Well...
Can you tell me why it is that America is so much better than El Salvador?
Well, you know, everybody's coming here because it's the land of opportunity. I mean, there is...
And there you go. Hey,
that's right.
Brother, that's...
The economy is good. You know, it sucks down there.
I'm getting kind of cloudy listening to this, Don.
And America is the best for everything, isn't it, really? I mean, food, chicks, TV, music.
Food, chicks, and TV. That should be the new slogan for America. America, food, chicks, and TV.
Doesn't America really kick ass, my El Salvadoran friend?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well, then here you go. I take back all the things I was thinking about you. You know what you are? You're Johnny Patriot.
That's right. Wave the flag.
Okay, just have fun, buddy.
You are Jesus Patriot today. You are my man.
You're an inspiration to all of us, sir.
Now, for 100 American dollars, can you recite the Pledge of Allegiance?
No, sir.
Oh, where's the buzzer?
You got me there.
Oh, no.
For $100.
You got me there.
Can you tell me, where was President Lincoln assassinated?
Damn it, you got me there.
I would have accepted either his head or Ford's Theater. Can you tell me?
Go ahead.
The name of the president who had to step down because of Watergate.
Nixon.
Hey, he got one. A patriot.
Keep going.
How about
I might know another one.
How about the initials FDR? What do they stand for? It's a president. I'll give you a hint.
Effing damn right.
It's a president. What does it stand for?
Damn it.
Wow.
You got me there.
How many senators do we have?
Oh, that's way...
Oh, Rob,
no, come on.
Right.
That's way...
No. How many states do we have?
50.
Very good.
What is the capital of New York?
Damn it. I know this one. Hold on. Damn it. I know this one. Hold on.
All right. Well, wait. Take as much time as you need. 4 hours.
About 3.5.
Right.
The capital of New York.
Albany.
All right.
Albany.
America. I can't remember all of them.
Okay, here we go.
These are good Americans.
Who's the meanest judge on American Idol?
Yeah,
America. It's a great country.
Congratulations, my friend.
Welcome
to the Don and Mike All-American Nation. You, my friend, are granted a 60-day pass. Feel free to drive during daylight hours.
The curfew has been lifted.
That's
today. Nice talking to
you. Have a great day.
Thank you, friend.
Enjoy.
Tell your friends to sip the American Kool-Aid.
Okay, adios.
Bye.
All right, man. That was good, guys.
All right, later, Chewy.
Tell Sam I said hi. Sam Salvador.
You got it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wasn't that your radio name when you worked south of the border? And I don't mean south of the border. I mean when he was working down at the Carolinas border.
Oh, yeah, that's a very good one.
When he was working at Pedro Radio.
Sam Salvador. All right, well, that's a happy turn of events.
It's wonderful.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Rob. Even you got to give it up. The guy said he loves America. The guy knew a lot of stuff about America.
He said he was a citizen.
We'll see.
Come on. I know you want to check his papers.
I do.
As always.
Everyone comes from somewhere in this country, Ralph.
I came from right here.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Where'd you come from, Buzz?
I came from Kansas.
That's right. Right here.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to hear that whole Ireland thing with you again now? F you. Okay. All right. Well,
wow.
I was forming the mouth, the Irish mouth, and he caught me before I got a chance to say anything. Because you know what I was going to say, even though I'm really not from there, I was going to go, Dublin.
Of course. Of course. Stay there. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yes, company.
Get out of here, Curtis. I don't hear you unless you knock.
The Don and Mike Show.
Expert
freshly aged, like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
Ah, welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. Don't forget, for all things Don and Mike, go to donandmikewebsite.com for MP3 downloads and funny pictures and all that good stuff. donandmikewebsite.com. Now, let's get back into the best of Don and Mike. Yeah. Sometime back, we had a number 15. We're number 15 in the ratings party at O'Mara's. That's Mike's restaurant in Manassas. The food's great. Anyway, at O'Mara's, and they commissioned me to take a tape deck around and talk to people, and this is how it started. It's the best of Don and Mike.
We're number 15, or we're number 7, or we're number 11, whatever our current rating is, party, out at Mike's joint.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
And it was... How's your back, friend?
It sucks.
Oh,
it
how's yours? Oh, mine's fine. No, I only asked.
And that's why I'm squirming like I am. You know, it's just been the best month of my life. It really has. It's just delightful. You were following me on my motorcycle to the joint last night. Did you see the little dance that I was doing on the motorcycle as I was?
I thought that was just the faggy way that you rode.
Do you think I was like? Didn't it look like I was maybe dragging my butt across the carpet like a dog?
It looked like you were trying to wipe yourself.
It really did. I mean, I was wondering whether you were conscious of that when you because you were following me most of the way, and I was just, it did look like I perhaps was trying to itch my nether regions by doing that, and it was actually a back issue.
Back adjustment.
We do want to thank everybody that came out to Mike's joint last night.
Oh, we had a great time.
What a huge crowd we had. We have a lot of tapes. It was the closest, I think, to a Las Vegas-style show, without girls up on stage showing their boobs.
A lot of fun.
Not that that couldn't have happened, but as it turns out... The dick that owns the place was standing right up there. Some chick with overalls was just about ready to just pull him out. And anyway, the dick that owns the place was standing up there.
I heard you the first time, and
Mike, it is what we would say if we had gone to some other club.
I know,
and I know. I'm just busting your chops.
It's kind of a delicate balance.
Of course,
a little dance that I do, and
it's Mike's place, and
I still like having everybody out there. I think it's great. I think it's a lot of fun.
I respect it. Everybody respects the fact that it's your joint, but sure doesn't mean we can't have fun.
And we did.
And God damn, did we have fun. I can't tell you. I'm positive that I caught something because.
You mean you caught the creeping crud?
Yeah, there was just so much, so many chances, so much touching, so many germs, so many hands that had been other places before they.
Did you wash your hands a lot? Did you find yourself washing?
Yes.
Constantly, I did. Not
yeah,
me. I guess there was a quality of the handshakes that I found last night that was a little bit moist. Maybe it was because of the humidity.
Uh-huh.
You know, the fact that people had been in there for a long time. But I know that I washed my hands about 70 times last night.
Yeah, it was. I think a situation where I finally was familiar enough with your place. I know what it was. I stopped going to that bathroom because it looked like either I was doing coke or I've got a bladder the size of a 1-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would go back.
You're talking about the back one, the one in the back of the joint.
I go back every 5 minutes, and someone would say, "Wait, what do you do?" I said, "I don't have to go to the bathroom. I just really, I'm not germ phobic, but I said I really need to wash my hands." There was one beautiful. A strikingly beautiful woman. Perhaps later I saw her chatting with Buzz. That's a shock.
That's amazing that would have happened.
While she was chatting with me, she said, "Oh, I just want to say how much I enjoy the show." And as she had her hand clasped on my hand, and she was saying, "I'm sorry for the passing of Frida," she went,
without covering her mouth?
No, because she had both
hands with the clasp engaged.
So... You know, she said, "Oh, I'm sorry about it." I said, "You know, no problem." That's the first time that I said, "Well, it was nice to meet." And I go running away I got a little, like a queer because I'm running with my hands like this. Like,
"You sprayed me."
So finally, I ended up just saying to whoever the guy is at your back door,
right.
"Listen, I'm going to come back here and wash my hands every 15 minutes or so. Is that okay with you?" You know, and the guy's like, "Yeah, see." The guy had no problem.
Good.
See.
The guy at the back
door. The guy at the back door.
The guy at the back door, yes. Oh, you mean the guy in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Ah,
that's what
gotcha.
I mean. Okay. That guy. Because I didn't feel...
That's probably Meldo.
It's not... Right, see. It's not my restaurant. It's your restaurant.
Right.
I didn't feel comfortable, you know, walking back there to constantly wash after...
So did you wash in the kitchen area?
Yeah, why?
Specifically in the kitchen area?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Well, I know, you know.
So no good can come of that.
They warned me.
Uh-huh.
You know,
oh.
And I said it's six of one, half dozen of the other.
Right.
I said, you know.
So that big stainless steel stink, that stainless steel sink that we have back there?
Yeah, so there was, you know, fresh, you know, so, industrial strength soap.
Oh, it's everything. It's right up to code, right?
And, you know, and then some,
yes. It's a little overdone, actually.
Yeah. I got to tell you.
I find it too clean myself.
As I was standing there washing my hands, one of the rats that was sitting there.
Do you know what you could have
done? Playing cards with the cockroaches.
Right now.
What you could have done, actually, is
you could have rubbed your hands on the floor, and they would have been
cleaner.
Perfectly clean.
Right.
Would have been wonderful.
One of the rats said to me,
would have been a fine.
Are you Howie Mandel?
Would have been the
are you germ-phobic? What is your
deal
problem?
Or no deal.
That's what the rat said.
Huh.
The rat that was sitting there playing cards.
The only rat
with the
cockroaches washing his hands in my kitchen.
Oh, come on.
That's the only rat in his nice suit washing his hands in the kitchen.
That's the only rat I'm talking about. You're the rat.
You're the rat, man.
You're the rat.
You're the rat.
You're the rat.
But, you know, we had a good time the first time we went out there, but the energy was there last night
times
a million. It was great.
Had a good time. So, you know, we did instruct people to call in if you were there, and if you were, go ahead and call in. But really we have most of it chronicled through a doughy-headed Joe.
Good, I'm a little worried about this.
Who was there with his tape recorder.
Good.
And I guess interviewed some people after they had been there a long, long, long time.
It's good that we have the tape because I think many of those people are still sleeping right now.
Yeah, I think
at least one of them is in the room with me, and I think one of them might be in the next room wearing one of his little Simon Cowell t-shirts
wide awake.
Well, I'm not saying you're not wide awake.
Uh-huh.
Saying you might have been among the chosen last night. Who knows?
Well, always.
You know, on the tape, being interviewed by Joe.
Oh, yeah, that's possible. I have no idea what I said to him.
See, that's exactly my point.
I have no real memory of the interview.
That was last night.
There may have been more than one.
See, well, all I know is when Joe actually did speak to me, I at no point last night was I anywhere near drunk. I had just sat there and I just...
Right.
Yeah, right.
I'm kidding.
Oh, come on. I left at 10:15.
Dude,
I'm home at 11 o'clock.
I understand.
Not that I haven't gotten drunk at your place.
I know.
You know, I mean, for God's sake.
You were fine.
At the Christmas party.
I didn't know. We didn't spend a lot of time together, so I didn't know how you were. I checked on you, and I said, how you doing? How you feeling? How's everything going?
I'm fine. And Joe was walking around getting set to do that, and he said, how are you? And I just said, F.
Uh-huh.
F.
Right.
F.
I think I may have been around you when you said that.
F. But. I wasn't drunk at that time, and I think most everybody.
What? I'm laughing. I'm just laughing. I'm remembering the whole evening.
Right. I think a lot of people, regardless of if they had had a drink or 20 drinks, were very loose with the. With the curses last night.
Sure. I've heard
that. Free flowing.
I heard that it was quite the editing job for Joe, that he had to really work hard on this
bet.
Now, if you were there last night in the crowd, you know why we had the special buttons made up. We attempted, really, to tell everybody that was there. It was a pretty big crowd, bigger than before. We attempted to tell them the story of what was going on with the ratings.
It was very difficult, wasn't it?
You
were trying to tell the story, and I think you realized early on that trying to explain what you were trying to explain was virtually impossible in that kind of setting.
At one point, a woman who was in the front row was just like speaking, and it's, you know, everybody's talking to us while we are talking to everybody on the microphones.
The Stouffer's thing went over with the crowd. That's what they were tracking. They understood that.
They
didn't understand the ratings.
Right.
They know comedy, Mike. They know.
That's right.
They know solid comedy.
Quality stand-up.
All about props.
Now, I don't know. Do we have any of that on tape? Because I know that a couple of sound bites that Joe sent me today appeared to be Mike and you up on stage.
I think it's number 4 on stage.
Oh, on stage.
Ah, okay.
Well, you'll hear it.
Rob and I up on stage?
No, all of us on stage.
Oh, okay.
I think when I got... I think maybe my happiest moment, and I didn't do it just to make you uncomfortable, was being able to say Katie C-word.
Yes.
The Today Show with Matt Lauer and Katie C-word.
Do you know it? Do you know what we did last night? You know how the last time you were there, we had that non-smoking area that we shut the doors.
And Shondell, a very nice lady that works here, had suggested that we open the doors because the people that were there in that part of the restaurant, unlike the last time, were there to see us.
Yeah.
And they wanted the doors open, and we actually took a survey of everybody that was back there,
uh-huh.
telling them, you know, we're going to open the doors.
Hey, look around.
Are you here to see this show? And so I was... But I was still a little freaked out when you said that.
We would hate
at 8:30 in the evening.
We would hate. Please,
the kids are still up.
We would hate for your chipped beef to go down wrong because you heard a vile, ugly word.
Yes, yeah, it's the city fathers that I'm concerned myself with. You know, if we had some of our wonderful quality senior
Mike,
citizens,
Mike,
that are
as we tell
join
everybody,
the Blue Plate specials.
We tell everybody. When you have the Don and Mike show come to your establishment, you run that risk. At
right.
the very least, it's free speech.
Well, you know what? I thought it was fabulous. And,
no, I had a great time.
And I think it was terrific having the whole crew out there. And
thank you, Mike. We had a great time.
Blah, blah, blah.
Now what is your malfunction today?
I don't have a malfunction today.
Your back's bothering you?
Do I seem testy today? Do I seem like I'm a little annoyed?
You seem... I know that the kidding back and forth about the restaurant ain't real.
Yes.
Yeah. What time last night did you call it an evening?
I have no idea.
See?
That's a bad question to ask me.
Okay,
I, because that's a detail that I... You know, why trouble myself with that detail? I believe that Jeff, my managing partner, and I probably were chatting a little bit after you know the last customer had left.
That would be
anywhere between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m.
Uh-huh. And how's your back today?
Well, the back was bad, you know. Now, in fairness to me, you know, the back was bad before we even got there.
I understand. I don't think the two are related.
They're not related, thank God.
You're just getting hit with a double whammy, half self-inflicted.
Yeah.
Half not.
Yeah, that's. But the back is. It's just talking to me. That's what I say. It's talking to me a little bit today. That's all. That's why I'm standing. And I know you don't like it when I stand.
No.
Especially if we get a little adversarial.
What, like about your restaurant?
No,
right, because you know I'm serious and I know you're serious.
No,
I only got a problem when Simon Cowell over there stands up.
Right.
There's no need for Tiny Shirt to stand up.
I didn't even bother to stand up.
Thank you, Buzz.
He was reclining last night. He was in several different locations last night enjoying a varied amount of seating positions.
A man on the move.
You know, and again, I was, like everybody, I don't want to say I was, I think all of us are happy to meet our listeners, despite what we say about you on the radio.
I am.
However, I sure did find myself, for whatever reason, it just seemed that every time that I would look up and someone wanted to say hello to me, it was a guy who looked like he probably had never been laid, was very into comic books and very into this show. And
did you meet Rob's brother?
I met two boys that looked like Rob. There was the one that was pointed out to me like you, and that I had pointed one out. Yeah, so every time I would get someone who looked like Rob is right now holding the camera phone up.
Can I take your picture?
You know, the camera phone is the new device.
Yep.
I mean, that is what everybody uses now.
Some very nice people, but my point is I'm standing there with just the white trashiest of the world, and I look across the room, and almost like God's got a little spotlight on him, there's Buzz. And, of course, Buzz is surrounded by, it looks like we have flown in professional escorts.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out these are women that listen to the show.
Uh-huh.
But am I wrong or not? That every time, at least four or five times, I looked up. Not that you're totally surrounded by them.
Yeah.
But they would be waiting. They would just be waiting. Now, you know, I felt like a hamburger that has been sitting at Roy Rogers on the interstate, and nobody wants it. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, here I am. There's Mike over there. No one's talking to Mike right now.
You were certainly the best dressed person in the room, I thought.
That's true.
That got me a lot. So I'm going to go, okay, there's Mike. Well, Mike doesn't seem to be, having a lot of people. Maybe it's starting to slow down a little bit.
I'm cat-like. I'm moving. I'm moving all the time.
Right.
I'm always moving.
And look, you know, because I'm feeling like the sandwich that's been left under the hot light all day, and no one. So I look over at you, and you've got like just one person left with you.
Right.
And I see Rob is actually by himself on the telephone, with his wife.
Weeping,
crying.
Weeping openly.
Yeah. And really, I looked over at Buzz, and I said to whoever Who's the new dweeby intern? The guy
Brian.
That was, the guy
Andy
that was
Dick.
There with Red?
Right.
Andy Dick.
Yeah.
Yes.
Guy
who,
oh, the brand new guy, the guy that looks like he came from like the planet Melmac?
Yeah, three times he told me his name. I still can't quite recall.
Celebrity he most resembles, though, is Andy Dick. He's a new intern here at the station.
Right. You're going to find him like in the back of somebody's car when you go home one night. That's my vibe on that guy.
He was the perfect example. I just stand and I said, look at this. I said, I'm out. I've worked everybody in the room.
Uh-huh.
Mike's out. He's worked everybody in the room. I think we've met everybody. I said, do me a favor. Look over towards the bar. Look who's standing over there. And he said, oh, you mean Buzz? I said, yeah. Tell me, how many women are just standing in line waiting to see Buzz?
He's holding court. That's what he does.
And Andy Dick comes back and said, they're three deep. That there's a group of about 12 people around Buzz, all of them waiting.
Well, you know, I love people, and I like to think that I talked to as many guys last night.
I know
he has such a charm, he has such an influence on people, and he loves to reach out and touch.
Everyone
and
likes Buzz.
They were
feminine guys,
right?
Everybody.
Manly men too. Models, not escorts.
Yeah, maybe not so much manly men. All I know is that whatever you got it going on. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a lucky, lucky boy.
What?
Like Stacy's mom.
Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Boy, oh boy. Look over there. Stink City. Meanwhile,
All night, different locations.
Meanwhile, I literally, like you, was in Stink City. Mm-hmm. Not the good Stink City. I was in, like, BMBO Stink City.
Well, you know, maybe I'm gonna shy away from that arm around people, they put their arm around you. You put your arm around them, and it just kind of got a little odorific a couple of times.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Buzz, was it the blonde first or the brunette next?
I there were so many, I lost track.
So many.
Well,
yep.
So many women.
I was third in line, but, hey, I missed it.
Next
and
time,
pal.
You can always tell a Buzz Burbank conversation when Buzz will say something like, what time is it? And the woman next to him will go, oh, Buzz, you're so funny.
So many.
He doesn't have to say anything. He's just Buzz. It's just that voice that he's got, and that's what he uses.
See,
amazing.
He just did it again. He just did it. Hi.
May I? Is this seat taken? Honey, get up.
No, it's not. This will probably be on the tape. Not that it matters a hill of beans. But, behind every joke, there's a bit of truth.
Uh-huh.
So, Mike and I are standing up there and, we're just letting it hang out for 20 minutes, however long it is we're up there talking.
We're doing the work. We're slaying the dragon.
And, generally speaking, people are attentive and a pretty warm audience. But
we get an occasional laugh. I would say if you're doing a scale of 1 to 10, we got a couple of 8s, we got a couple of 6s, and we got a lot of 4s.
But, meanwhile, we bring up, a tiny shirt, and all he does is say, from the Don and Mike Show, I'm Buzz Burbank.
And the room literally erupted in applause.
Seriously, like at a Democratic or a Republican convention.
Right.
Bravo!
And who was second was Joe Ardinger. He got the second biggest round of applause.
Yeah, he did.
We walk up on stage and people are like, there they are.
Yeah.
And you guys do the heavy lifting. So
them two dinks.
Them two dinks up there.
Thank you for letting me cash in on that.
And it's usually the first three rows of people in front of the stage that, what were they saying? Oh, this is what they were saying.
La, 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 la. No, Buzz, we're just incredibly jealous. We live vicariously through you, watching you, looking at you.
Well, you make it possible, so.
I don't know when you and I took these different style trips, but we are as differently dressed people now when we go on stage as we ever have been, and I think you're comfortable with it. Don dresses like, kind of a casual businessman, and I dress like I should be under somebody's car. And I'm not sure I'm comfortable with that. I might want to tweak it up. I felt grimy last night. I felt a little bit, too biker last night. I don't think it was really working. At one point, right after we were on stage, and how I beat you to the bathroom when we were going to beeline back there because we both were up there a little bit too long. And I looked in the mirror and I realized, I just said, this is just schlub. This is not cool biker.
No.
This is basically, yes, he's wearing a Harley t-shirt, but it's pure schlub.
No, you underestimate.
I don't care how much weight I lose, I still require a jacket on stage.
I think you look good, sort of reminiscent of Sam Elliott in Mask.
Yes. You know what I think? I think if I'm going to have that look, what I will do is get hair extensions for a ponytail.
And a mustache. There you need a bigger mustache.
A bigger mustache. Uh-huh.
Speaking of hair,
yes.
And I know I have no one to talk about bald spots, but when we were backstage.
Why does this always have to happen?
Stop. Hold on.
Always.
Oh, it was, tell me if this is not 100%, I ask you not.
We have a closed circuit television camera in the joint, and we can see where we are in the back bar. We can actually see the TV set, and there's a couple chatting in front of the stage.
Right.
Now,
and we are speculating as to what the nature of their relationship is. I say they look like they've been together.
I say he's just picking her up.
And so we have this little dispute, and Don says to get Rob. Rob, go out
and find out.
And I know the reason you did that. It wasn't really to find anything out. It was to see the boy on camera.
So we could watch him on closed circuit TV.
I'd say calibrate the camera then, because I've actually got more hair than ever.
Your bald spot.
He walked out shining through.
It looks like rainforest.
It was amazing to see it.
He came out there and talked to those people, and the entire back room was like...
First of all, you know, his head takes up the entire camera frame.
and that's his bald spot.
There's no baldness.
Man.
I spoke to that couple later on, and they have been together, I believe, 6 years.
Yeah, but he hasn't put a ring on her finger
yet. He has not put a ring on her. But he was behaving like he might have been, just dating her for the first time.
Well, because he's an idiot.
Why would you? He seemed like a perfectly nice guy.
Talking to him made you start this vicious rumor about my hair.
The bald spot was there.
He's a villain.
Rob landed a 747 on that.
Live in the now, please. Thank you very much. You know, embrace it like I do. Embrace it like I do and like Matt Lauer does.
Matt Lauer has... Matt Lauer has actually fixed his hair in some way. I mean, if he's got the hair plugs, what's he doing? Just dealing with it?
He's got a short haircut. I watched the Today Show today because I wanted to see the first day without Katie Seward.
Oh, hey, Ann Curry picking up that slack. Way to go, Ann. Yeah. Nice job. Loved it when you made salads.
She's just going to be one of a number of pumps that sit there until Meredith Vieira gets the job.
When are they
going
to bring the angular Campbell Brown back to do her little skin?
She'll be on sometime soon. This is Campbell Brown. Things at the Pentagon are escalating.
I'm Campbell Brown. I do not live in an apartment in New York City. I actually live on a leaf out on a tree.
Any words with S, I say like this. Sandy says she shells by a seashore.
This is Campbell Brown. We're excited to deliver the news.
She's really, seriously, she's got the body, although she's tall, she's got the body of Dakota Fanning. I mean, like if you took Dakota Fanning and just stretched her out,
I see.
It would be Campbell Brown.
I'm Campbell Brown and I weigh 37 pounds.
But the long-winded point is that I'm watching the Today Show and didn't bother to tape it because we had too much Katie Seward yesterday. But they came on with, The Today Show with Matt Lauer and Ann Curry. And I'll be goddamned if they weren't happy. You know what they were saying without saying it. It's the first day. And they said, now we start the countdown, Meredith, and they're building us new studios. You know, kind of, that's like a nice F you to Katie.
Are they building new studios?
Yes, they are.
That's what they always do.
They are going to be operating outside for 3 months until the new studios are built.
Mm.
And it was at that point that they had the shot of Matt Lauer where he said, if I can just turn around here and show you where the new digs are going to be. And he turned around, and I mean, it made me feel like I had a full head of hair.
Okay, right.
Looking at Matt Lauer, my advice to him, dude, please, whatever you do, God, if I had that job, well, first off, can you picture me in that job? Let's all think about that for a second. Big load like me sitting at a desk with Katie Couric.
Take it back inside the KDC.
But... first, I would say, you know, I would be one of those divas, you know. I'd be done with the show, looking at the replay, call up the producer. God damn it, this is Don Lauer. Hello. Yes, Ziggy. My bald spot.
Who got that shot of my bald spot from the top camera?
She's gone now. I'm the head C here.
Don't you
know? Fire him.
Don't you know who I am? I'm Don Lauer. I'm Lauer, damn it.
But they were, they were happy. There was a,
I believe,
there was a real upbeatness with all the people on the Today Show.
Hey, you know, I was going to say I'm not going to be able to take Meredith Vieira seriously. Isn't she the one whose husband has relations with her while she's sleeping?
That's a long, long time ago.
Also,
you remember that?
Yeah,
you remember that?
Yeah, it's like a sleepwalking thing or a sleeping thing. But also, Meredith Vieira's husband is also sick. He's got MS.
I believe he has the palsy, and he's also legally blind. So there's probably very little of that going on anymore.
And besides, I mean, you know, they showed There's a room for Katie Couric. It's weird. You know, on one hand, she wants to be a newswoman. And
right.
A news person. Excuse me, you chicks out there.
Newswoman.
But on the other hand, you know, they keep showing the videotape of her dressed like Peter Pan when,
yeah.
when she was flying.
That kind of, you know.
Flying outside the NBC studio.
You think of an anchor as, you know, a serious journalist, and it's very difficult when she's wearing the clown makeup.
That's why I've got no problem with Meredith Vieira doing that show.
But right.
if you watched her on The View, she talks about her period, she talks about her boobs, she talks about her, how her husband likes to jump on top of her in the middle of the night.
I was saying to the guys in the office yesterday that I really do believe that is the best hire in the history of learning television, because I don't think they could have done better. I think she is the perfect. She's just, you know, more mature than Katie is, I think, and I think she's going to do a great job. She might do a better job than Katie Couric.
She might be able to straddle it better. Well, I'm sure she can, but straddle it better than Katie Couric can, meaning that while Meredith Vieira has done crazy stuff on that show with all those fat women.
Right. The Hen Show?
Yeah. She can laugh at it and say, yeah, I did that, haha. Now I'm going to talk to, you know, to Condoleezza Rice. Meanwhile, with Katie Couric, I'm sorry, I'm still going to remember her dressed up as Marilyn Monroe.
Right.
Skating.
When they had their Halloween shows. Didn't they do Halloween shows, too, where they always like to dress up?
Meredith Vieira used to be a correspondent for World News Tonight with Peter Jennings, so she'd done the serious news before. And the other thing I like about her, no underwear.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And she talked about that on The View. Yeah, you think she'll talk about that to Matt Lauer?
I hope so.
Wow.
Can't imagine.
It's exciting.
Matt Lauer, good morning. I can tell by the smell. You're going commando.
Let's go outside now. Let's go out to the plaza now, please.
Please. Yeah, she's great.
It's a hot time in Florida.
Oh, boy. Meredith's on the kitchen set again.
Well, let's get
those hot lights.
Hold on. Let's not forget the good time we had last night. Let's just dive into just a little bit of taste of what happened last night at the We Are Number 15 or whatever ranked party.
Very good.
And again, thank you to everybody for coming out last night. Here is on number machine number three.
Number three.
Number three.
Hey, I'm on my second beer.
All right,
was that really him?
Yep.
Is that a new version of it?
That was him.
Oh.
Says Don's F-bombs. This must be before the show.
Early in the evening.
When he is just testing out the microphone.
Right. May I ask you a few questions for CBS radio tape for broadcast?
F*** you, ass. I love you, Joe. F*** you. Follow this out.
So you're saying you like the show?
He's not going to speak like that on stage, hopefully.
Katie.
Well, here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go with my two hands.
I don't care for things that are different.
So that was Mike and Rob and I getting ready to walk out on stage.
I wonder if that's how I really sounded last night or whether it's that tape recorder thing. I don't recognize me.
That's the mobile news gathering unit.
I don't recognize me.
All I know is I got to look at this tape recorder that we send Joe out with. And I mean, that Radio Shack laughs at that in 1973.
Yeah. Mike, anytime you want to contribute to the fund, be my guest.
Okay, all right, I will.
That's why, you know, after a while I finally said, screw it.
Right.
You know, just use the old stuff.
No. Use the old crap.
Right. And besides, we got new stuff at the new place.
Yeah. Good.
Okay, now let's see. This says, this cut is simply, hello, Joe.
Hello, Joe.
That's me.
So that was Mike.
This is an impression of Robert.
And now here we go. Here is on stage. Oh, this is a long cut, so we'll just be able to tease this. I guess this is us actually coming on stage last night at Mike's joint.
Hi. I'm Mike O'Mara from the Don and Mike Show. This is my partner, Mr. Don Geronimo. If we're not at the party, we'd like to welcome you to our new guest party. Thank you very much. Okay, first, let's see. How many people are enjoying dinner?
Good tease. The quality of the tape, though, I mean...
Well, you know what he was doing.
He was holding
it up next to the speaker. I actually pointed that out to you on stage, and he was down on the left side. He had the microphone.
I saw that, but I thought he was also, like, plugging into your sound system.
No,
No.
Oh, you'd lose the ambience if he did that.
God, you're silly.
that would be really ridiculous if he did something like that.
Yeah. What's the next one? Because that's a long one.
I don't care for things that are different.
Okay, I heard that.
But it's true.
Here's one that says, Mike.
I normally have a clock right here. All right, I wake up to it. I know time. Time is right up here.
I'm pointing at my head when I'm saying this.
Right.
Oh, this is all from when we were on stage.
These are highlights.
Right. Oh, these are highlights?
Yeah.
Okay. What's sure this are. One?
This is a legitimate story.
Hey, look who's here.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, it's Joe, everyone.
Those
Joe.
Outtakes of Mike are more in context when you go through track number four, because the Elvis Xanax is settling on in on Mike throughout your conversation, and those are things that just made me fall over. Mike's clock. I've got a clock. Man, you can't even go to the hospital.
Joe!
I mean, when you guys go through track four, you'll get it in context.
Okay, very
all
good.
Right.
Very good.
And is it listable? Is the quality good enough to hear?
Yeah, I think so. And in your car, just bump up your treble a little bit. I didn't want to treble it out too much. But it's funny.
In your car, turn the treble up.
Now you know.
Very good.
Okay. Or drop your Xanaxes now, and after the break,
okay,
you'll be just Joe. Like Mike.
Hey, and when Joe says drop them, Joe is saying take them.
Take
yes.
them.
That's druggy talk. For
drop
all,
them now.
He doesn't smell too much like beer today. Not much at all. I'm surprised the Stones weren't in town last night.
Had a great time.
Sorry, I'm running late.
Sorry about that.
Couldn't figure out my computer.
Super duper.
Now, hold on. That's not exactly entirely his fault.
Right.
I happen to know that the barkeep instructed them to make sure that Joe's drinks were filled extra high. Wasn't that right?
Yeah.
To make sure that we would get
Joe
maximum
got some
Joe.
Extra toddies. He was in relatively good shape when he left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was surprised at that. And
I am gay.
And disappointed.
Hey, I'm on my second beer.
That's Joe. I'm having trouble recognizing myself. I can't tell which ones are me.
Sounds right.
I am gay.
That's me, right?
No, that's Senator.
That's who?
That's that senator from...
A New Jersey governor.
Are
you mixing in our regular tapes with the Joe tapes?
Yeah, I'm just trying to fool you.
Okay.
Here's you.
What?
No, that's Elizabeth Taylor. Asked if she's wearing costume jewelry.
I am gay.
That's me.
And then here's you also, I think. If it ever cues up. Oh, God.
Here we go.
Hello, Joe!
That's me imitating... Rob's son.
Right. There you go. Okay, so we'll listen to the tape on the recommendation of Professor Ardinger.
Yes.
We will hear the tape. The quality might surprise you.
Yes, he is here with his gown that he's wearing and his professorial robes.
And then as I look down his sheet, I see that he has Buzz on stage, and then I guess he interviews Osama, Scott, Bill the Air Controller, Ryan, Kimmy, Dr. Amsterdam. These are the names that the people gave him.
The one thing I hope he gets is I really hope he gets that applause that Buzz got when we introduced him.
I'm
because
sure.
Really, that'll show everybody exactly when the room went bananas.
All right, hold on. Let's see if we can skip ahead if this might be it.
What's up with you? Scream it out.
I want to hear Buzz. I want to hear his signature.
You want to hear his signature? What?
You want to put on the car? I want to hear it.
What exactly do you think? I'm Buzz Burbank. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Ass.
Did you hear that? Did you hear what he did to get that? It makes me want to vomit.
Kidding, of course.
I know. Well, Don is.
Great bootleg, dude.
Yeah, man.
I feel like I'm listening to a Springsteen bootleg cassette right now.
Pretty incredible stuff.
It's Don and Mike bootlegged, man, from Maras.
Bye, Joe.
Should have been there.
Bye, Joe. Oh, Joe, take us to break, please.
Don and Mike show, going to break.
Well, oh, it feels like equipment didn't work.
Equipment, eh? Say it again, Joe.
Don and Mike show, and we're going to break.
This is the Don and Mike show.
Hey, the muffler plant's gone too.
Yep.
Oh, come on, damn it. Oh, that sounds good. Melt the chocolate inside the dash. That really ups the resale value.
I think you're going to be okay here.
They have a thin candy shell. Surprised you didn't know that.
I think your brain has a thick candy shell.
Your brain has the shell on it.
Are you talking?
Shut up, Richard.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the best of Don and Mike.
Right. Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, legendary Joe Arndt, with you on this gorgeous Friday evening. I hope it's beautiful where you are, too. And we've been recapping a number 15 in the ratings party at O'Mara's in Manassas, Virginia. And, well, now it's time to listen to the tapes that I, yours truly, Joe Arndt, took out in the crowd. So sit back and enjoy. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Let's start with this now. Quality, as far as I can tell, sucks. I don't know how much you're going to be able to tolerate listening to this.
The quality, certainly when we were up on stage, was suffering because he just held the microphone up. But I think the interviews will be okay.
Yeah. All right, well, let's hear if we can get a little bit of you and I on stage with our witty repartee last night at the We Are Number 15 party.
I'm Mike O'Mara.
What, Mike?
Our performance art.
My partner, Mr. Don Geronimo. But we're not at the party. We'd like to welcome you to our new guest party. Thank you very much. Okay, first, let's see. How many people are enjoying dinner?
Oh, no.
Here he goes. Just put my balls on the stage and stomp on them because that's what's going to happen for the next 2 minutes. You see this?
I can't even understand a word of this, and I was there.
I'm loving this.
Not right.
This is quality that's entertainment right here.
That's your dry wit, right?
I wish he'd plugged in because we might be able to sell it.
Yeah.
You gotta boost your treble.
You get great taste that begins with the highest quality ingredients.
This is when you're reading the Stouffer's box.
It's not going to translate. I'm sorry. I'm not going to play 15 minutes of Joe standing there with the thing by.
Well, and also, you know, that's an exclusive. You gotta show up to enjoy that kind of comedy.
Yes, that's right. Let's just get to Joe talking to some folk who were there last night.
Okay,
here's Joe walking around.
Don and Mike, I've just run into Osama bin Laden at O'Mara's.
I remember this
guy. Hi, how you doing? Joe Arndt for CBS Radio, tape for broadcast. What's your name?
Rex Cannon.
Rex Cannon. Wink, wink.
Would you like to see my ID?
No, Rex. Anyway, what brings you here tonight?
I love your show.
No, it's not my show.
You're all... Don and Mike, and you guys have been making me laugh for years.
And do you have a message for Don and Mike?
Very simple. It was very cool to see them uncut.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool. And I expected that, and I had tears.
Well, listen tomorrow. It'll be uncut.
Some of
it'll just be bleep.
Crying. Over the Don and Mike show.
That's good to know. What dry cleaner do you use for your turban?
What was that question?
What dry cleaner do you use for your turban?
I don't have a turban, Joe. I look like Osama bin Laden, but I'm German and English.
I know. I busted
Osama bin Laden.
It's an Osama bin Laden. Oh, okay. I'm busting your balls.
You're loud. You're allowed.
Interviewing drunk people is an art form, apparently.
Boy, oh boy, and I don't know about you, but after a couple of hours in that place, talking to people loudly, smoke everywhere, and I wasn't even having a cigar last night. It was just loud. I left. I got on the phone. I called my girlfriend. I called both of my kids, and it was like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
What's up with you? I just got done 3 hours at Mike's place just talking real loud.
Jesus Christ. I think perhaps in the future you'll feel a little more sympathy for Charlie. Charlie's condition. Charlie couldn't come out and play today.
No.
No way, no how.
That's why we had him on yesterday.
You know what? It is more than anything else, because I guess I quit smoking last August.
Yeah.
And what it is more than anything else, thank you. Thank you for the gratuitous applause. I think what it is just the noise level.
Yeah.
You are really, even to have a normal conversation, you got to kind of shout over everybody, and it kills your throat.
All right, so here is Joe with a guy named Scott.
Hi, how you doing? I'm Joe Arndt from the Don and Mike Show for CBS Radio, tape for podcasts. What's your name?
My name's Scott.
Scott, what brings you here tonight?
Just came to see you guys, Don and Mike and Robbie and you and John and Buzz, and came to get a piece of the good time action.
Well, that's great. Do you have a question for Don and Mike?
Yeah, how do they keep doing it so good for so long?
And do you have anything else you want to say to them?
They're about the awesomest thing ever.
And, wow, listen to that.
I know they want to retire, but I wish they wouldn't.
Hey, I'm on my second beer.
Hey, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Very good. Now, that was a very nice response
sure
to that.
Was.
That wonderful compliment, and Joe finishes it with a burp. I think that was, that's really what it's all about.
Here is Joe with Bill the Air Controller.
Oh. Hey, what's your name?
Bill.
And you have a message for Don and Mike?
Hey, Don and Mike, many years. Love you long time.
Oh, come on. Everybody's saying that. Say something cool.
I can't. I'm 51 years old. All I can do is listen to Don and Mike.
All right, well, what do you do for a living?
I'm an air traffic controller.
Can you back that up?
Good response. That's Joe's real expression of surprise.
For a living. I'm an air traffic controller.
One more time, please. For a living. I'm an air traffic controller.
They are a little bit flight phobic, so we do our best to make the skies safe for them.
And what's the beverage of choice for an air traffic controller?
Good question.
I didn't hear what they said yet.
What's the beverage of choice for an air traffic controller?
Guinness Stout.
Sure.
That's great. And so I assume you're going to leave from here and head out to Dulles. Actually, I won't be on duty for another 36 hours.
Is that your choice or is that a law?
Yeah, no. At least 8 hours bottle of throttle, as they say. But
eight hours bottle of throttle.
Right. This is a good interview right here.
Makes you feel good about getting on the airplane. The next time, doesn't it?
Bottle the throttle.
Yeah, they're relaxed.
Wow. This is very seriously. And, I have never been drunk on the job.
This is a special day in the control tower on April Fool's Day for you guys.
April Fool's Day is just another day.
No. Do you ever tell the pilots north is south and south is north and just go...
The thought crosses your mind, but no.
All right, well, thanks. Good to meet you.
Probably not a good idea to be admitting that you sit up there and think about having planes go south instead of north.
I'm
sure he was kidding.
Important to point out that came out of the mind of Joe.
That's
Joe
right.
Ridinger.
His idea.
Bottle the throttle.
Perhaps one question too many, but a very good interview.
Here's a guy named Ryan. And we're getting some emails in. Really sorry that the quality when Mike and I were up there talking, when everything is deleted out, because there's so many F-bombs and so much. Joe even had on tape, there was a Howard fan there.
Oh, yes.
Who was just fantastic. I mean, you know, we don't have any bitch with Howard. I think
No.
I think we said that, but he was kind of a sacrificial lamb, and it was a real special moment when you could actually, you know, unlike here on the radio, someone standing 2 feet in front of you.
I like the way you leaned into his ear with the microphone.
Yeah, and screamed.
You screamed at him, and it was not only over the PA system, but it was right into his ear.
But we're getting, like, emails, are you going to play that? Well, obviously we can't play that.
You're saying to him, thank you.
Yes. But that's on the part of the tape that sounds, you know,
I can't imagine why that would have been distorted.
I don't either. Joe.
Don't know why.
So sorry about that if you're emailing us about that. If you were out there last night, here now is Ryan, a guy named Ryan, who was at our party last night with Joe.
Hi, what's your name?
Ryan.
Ryan?
Yeah, from Herndon.
From Herndon?
Oh, that matters.
You look like Mario from Tijuana.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Can I see your green card?
I gotta go.
I'm busting your balls. And your lovely girlfriend or wife?
Nadia.
So you know that's how he avoided the question, right?
That means you're his girlfriend.
That means I'm just a friend that he calls whenever.
Yes, the Nadia.
I'm just Nadia.
My acquaintance. All right.
Well, what brings you here tonight?
You guys.
Beer.
No, I love Don and Mike. So the first time I came over here, I came here to see them.
Do you have a special message for him?
Get MC Hammer on there. I've been asking for him for a long time. I want to hear him on the show.
mezzo specials for him?
A what?
A mezzo specials as opposed to a special message?
No.
There's Joe's whip.
No, that's it.
I'm almost as tall as them.
They're awesome.
Stay tall. There you go.
Almost. Well, thanks for coming out, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it sounds like perhaps there may have been a little more alcohol in the bloodstream during that interview.
For everybody, yeah.
For everybody, yeah. It's ramping up now.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure exactly what order these are in. Here is Kimmy.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Kimmy.
Kimmy, where are you from?
I'm from Fairfax.
And what brings you here tonight?
My birthday.
Oh, yeah? How old are we?
24.
That's nice. I had a birthday last week. So. And do you have a message for Don and Mike?
I love you, Radio God. You're great. And my best friend has a man crush on you.
How long have you listened to him?
Since I moved here about 2 years ago. So I didn't know that they existed before, and it made me so sad that I didn't know they existed before.
Where did you move from?
From Blacksburg. I went to Virginia Tech. I grew up there.
Nice.
Riveting, Joe.
Well,
riveting.
Now these, are we doing these in chronological order?
No.
We're not. You're skipping around.
These are all over the, they're okay. In the order that they're on the page, but they are
I'm trying
over
to figure
place.
Out, you know, the timeline here to see the quality of interview. I'm trying to figure out the condition Joe is in.
Okay, here is, we previewed this one a little bit. Joe with me.
Mm-hmm. I'm good.
After Mike and I have come off stage.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, brother. How you doing?
How are you, Joe?
I'm fine.
Joe?
Yeah, my voice.
I believe I could get laid tonight.
Oh, well, if you could, you should.
Lots of guys want to suck my...
You too?
Yeah. They want to drink my... Joe. Put that on the air, Joe.
They told me they'd suck my... If I would only put them through.
I love you.
Well, I love you too.
Okay.
Oh, that was a tender
was
moment,
tender.
Wasn't it? That was a tender exchange.
Here is Dr. Amsterdam.
All right.
Maury.
Mike, I don't see like a one-on-one on this sheet with you.
Really?
Did he sit down and do a one-on-one with you?
I think there was a... he went to another guy who did an interview with me. I'm not sure what happened.
Why would you ask him? Because...
I bet it's that guy.
What guy?
This guy.
Oh, that guy?
Oh, Dr. Amsterdam?
No. This guy.
Oh, that's that guy.
Is that it?
Oh, well.
Hi, I'm Joe from the Don and Mike Show. What's your name?
Mike Mills.
Mike, how are you, and what brings you here tonight?
Don and Mike.
And do you have a message for Don and Mike?
Love the show. Keep on rocking, guys.
Who's the hottest salesperson at WJFK?
Oh, hold on.
Guess who that is.
Hold on.
No trouble hearing that.
That's Julie Fulman.
Yes. Wonderful.
Let me restart that one from the beginning.
Please.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
She was having a good time last night. She was.
Joe from the Don and Mike Show. What's your name?
Mike Mills.
Mike, how are you, and what brings you here tonight?
Don and Mike.
And do you have a message for Don and Mike?
Love the show. Keep on rocking, guys.
Who's the hottest salesperson at WJFK? Julie.
This guy.
Her
that?
Naturally curly hair.
That was
gone now. These are our sales ladies.
Right,
they're having a very good time.
These are a bunch of the sales people who happen to be women who sounded like they were just bombed out of their minds.
A great cameo on that cut from Mrs. French.
Yes,
Madonna,
yes.
Who said,
a rare.
You don't even know my effing name.
Yeah, Madonna was having a great time last night.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, if you're looking...
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And I got one more question. I'm a student of print journalism, and I just wanted to know, what advice do you have for young people coming up into the field. Like, a lot of professors are telling us how hard it is to get into the field at first. They're just like, no, since you're in the field, do you have any advice on that? For instance, experience, is that important?
Uh-huh. Sure.
Is that probably the most important element?
Well, it's way up there.
It's way up there? Anything else? Anything you do?
Pressure under fire.
Mm-hmm.
Done this before. I don't want it to be his first surgery.
Okay.
Applied himself well.
Mm-hmm.
These are things I'd have confidence in a young MD.
Okay. I'm talking about journalism field.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
The journalism. Like, I'm a student of journalism at a college, and I was just wondering the most important aspect of getting into journalism, not the medical field. I think you're exhausted from 30 nights.
I am exhausted from 30 nights. No person, even those of us who are superhuman, those of us with Herculean appetites for the diverse and the bizarre, even those of us who have shown an aptitude to fight the good fight and stay the good long battle, even those of us can get tired. And your boy is tired after 30 consecutive nights. I have a half hour to go, and I'm going to do that half hour because I'm a pro. That's what pros do. I'm a professional. Look it up in the book.
Okay.
That's what we do. We're pros. We're never rude. We don't cop out. We don't tell you that we're ill or that we're looking for the farmhouse in the middle of the desert or that we're parched. We don't tell you that maybe the check didn't come through this month and where the hell does it go anyway if you're a guy who's left 16 forwarding addresses.
Okay.
So what do you do? What is the answer? Yeah, you're a little perturbed now. Kind of worried about the club.
The club?
Don't worry about the club. Worry about maybe Jackie might worry. Nah, don't worry. Okay, just cool it. Life is a breeze. Of course, some breezes, as you know, are 110 miles an hour and get promoted up to hurricanes. I passed that along. Speaking of pass it along, we're going to pass along now to the newsroom, the mutual... up the overlooking downtown, beautiful downtown studios of Washington, Virginia, Washington, D.C. The mutual newsroom will get us up to date on the news headlines, and we'll come back with a little more Open Phone America. We'll have our salute to my man, Duke Zebert, by taking him to one of his favorite places, one of mine, too, the town of Cooperstown, New York. This is the Larry King Show in Washington, and we'll be right back.
The Don and Mike Show.
Haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have,
shut up and listen anyway.
The best of Don and Mike.
Yeah. Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. Don't forget, for all things Don and Mike, go to donandmikewebsite.com. So I'm your host, Legendary Joe Archer, for this edition of the Best of Don and Mike, and we're having a gorgeous evening here in the Washington, D.C. area. I hope it's beautiful where you are, too. And we've been going through the number 15 party at Mike's restaurant, O'Mara's, in Manassas, Virginia, and we're into the third segment of that, and it only gets better on the Best of Don and Mike.
Hi, Joe. Hi. If you're looking for a chronology, this was obviously recorded shortly before I left.
Ah, very good. Towards the end of the evening.
Oh, and what about you talking to Mike? Was there any one-on-one with you and Mike?
Not really. It was just those guys that kept pestering and wanted to know about the intimate details that Rob and I...
determined that were not appropriate for air.
I see.
Bodily functions.
The thing where we had the shart discussion, yeah. That was simply uneditable.
There was guy that asked everybody the last time that they crapped their pants.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. That was the interview that I remember, and I thought I was very candid.
We all were, actually. Everybody answered it honestly. I think we all had to get something off our shoulders.
Okay, very good.
And you're now with
us. Look for it on the box set.
Joe with, maybe this is the last one, I don't know, Dr. Amsterdam.
I can't wait.
What's your name?
My name's Dr. Amsterdam.
Michael Amsterdam?
Sometimes.
From?
Southeast D.C.?
No, you...
you don't live in Southeast.
Okay, I'm from North Old Town, Alexandria. I just have a message for all the Don and Mike fans on the internet.
Okay.
Have you ever sucked the jelly out of a jelly donut and then filled it with chocolate swirl ice cream? That's all I got.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I like that.
I give that an 8.5. That's pretty good. Thank you. I was working on that all night.
Thank you.
What?
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
And then we heard this one.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, brother. How you doing?
How are you, Joe?
I'm fine.
Joe? I believe I could get laid tonight.
Oh, well, if you could, you should.
Lots of guys want to suck my...
What a moment that was.
That's a funny word. That's a funny word.
Uh-huh. Funny and true.
Funny word.
I talked to a lot of them.
Good things happen.
They were...
Rob. Now I'm gonna try to go to the part that is unaudible and see if we can just pick up anything at all.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Joe Arnger for CBS Radio Tape for Broadcast. Can these guys ask you a few questions?
Sure, that's fine.
All right. Got any questions for Buzz?
Any questions?
Buzz, what is it with you and women?
Is it with me and women?
I like them.
Evil laugh from Buzzy.
Might have been the second martini.
And Buzz's breath reeked of olives.
His dirty martinis, yes. And he's got everybody in there drinking.
Yeah. Filthy martinis.
All right, this is...
This is a legitimate story.
Obviously, that's a clip of Mike. Uh-huh. You know, maybe if we get deep enough into the onstage...
You want to move
in? Mike Romero.
Yeah, why don't you just fast forward it and let go 3 minutes in.
Go to the meaty center.
See if the quality gets any better on that save.
I know it will.
Yes, 1 minute, 1:50. Stop it. Stop it now.
Here we are. That's right, here we are. I'm Hawkins Stofers, and you know, dealing with that. Hi, how are you? Are you wearing a bra? I'm sorry. Let my libido get a little out of control. I'm behaving like a normal. Normally, when I'm just walking through here on a normal weeknight or a weekend night, I'm a picture of decorum. No problem at all. Joe, is that how you're going to be? Are you going to present that for broadcast tomorrow with your microphone coming up to the speaker?
That's when I drew attention to Joe holding the microphone up to the.
There we go.
Let me just explain.
It's like the Statue of Liberty.
Mike right now, deadly combination, kids. Pills and booze.
They like that.
The Spanish cat pills are available back to culture. One of those pills is like having a cocktail. That's what he said, man. One drink. That's what he said the pills are like. One drink. Which is why right now Mike is a little looser than he was before. Which is why
fast forward a little bit. Let's see if maybe it's... You can make out what we're saying.
Yeah, I can hear it pretty good.
But the quality is really not great. And...
keep moving, but all I hear is gotta kind of take a big deep breath.
Blah blah blah
blah blah. Very good. You know what? Okay, I'm gonna speak in code right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mr. Geronimo is speaking big Latin. Now, if you want to speak like that, if you want to use pig Latin, I think that's perfectly acceptable.
Okay.
Now, are you a pump? Of course you're not. You don't charge, do you? For sex? Are you here with the guys tonight? You're not here with this guy, right? How are you doing? Did I see you in the ad on TV today? I saw a guy, I swear to God, during the Katy Perry, during the... Who are you talking about? This guy right here. This guy. During the Katy Perry show, I saw a commercial today.
Just great, Connor, Katie C. Because it really bothered Mike. Just because it was a combination of being uptight and having had a drink and it's your place and everything.
I was just a little nervous about it. I don't know why that word, the word that I normally lean my head back and laugh at.
Yes, sir, what's the matter? Shortness of breath? You're not having a heart attack, Mr. Romero. It's a panic attack. Here, take these. And that's like, the world. I'm kind of liking this. I know it kills some people if you combine the booze and the pills, but, you know, I'm 46. How many more years anyway, right? Two, three, I'll go for it. What the hell? No problem. No problema. I like it. I like the Ativan. I like the Xanax.
All right.
Mike.
I like the Xanax.
Yeah, man. Talking about my problem, man. You know, it's liberating to get on stage, man, and talk about your problems. Sure. Talk about your use.
Hello, Joe.
Right there, if you play one more second, he goes, you like the Ativan, and I like the Xanax. And you do like that Johnny Carson thing where you go like,
okay.
Or something. It's hilarious.
Okay.
Play the next second.
Thank you.
We've already fast forwarded, though.
Oh, yeah.
We did, right?
Yeah, we did.
Who is the prime of his life on Paxville? And what's the one thing it doesn't allow you to do?
It made you very soft.
No, it didn't. Well, that was not the side effect. I was not able to. You couldn't. Right. Well, that's. Don't steal my thunder. And one night in a hotel room in New York City by myself, I tried for 3.5 hours.
What he goes, we are. I'm sitting here laughing. I'm enjoying this show again.
Funny show.
I wish I was there.
You were?
I was.
Here's proof you were there. You were there. Hold on to that.
For Joe.
There you go.
For Joe.
So the whole...
For Joe.
The whole shart discussion didn't take place. I'm a little disappointed.
No, it didn't make the air only right. Because the guy asked each one of us...
Right.
The same question.
Graphically.
It's like you meet the guy and you go, hi, how you doing? He says, hey, it's me.
Yeah, and I guess we can't. That's one of the things we can't
right.
do.
Wasn't
yeah.
Basically,
to
the topic was, you know, when's the last time you crapped your pants? Yeah, look at me. I go, seriously? I said, yeah, the moment you shook my hand. Yeah. Like, yeah, okay.
Everybody was having a good time.
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
How are you, Joe?
I'm fine.
Joe? I believe I could get laid tonight.
Oh, well, if you could, you should.
Lots of guys want to suck my...
You too?
Bonding. Bonding with Joe.
Buzz.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Joe Arger for CBS Radio Tape for Broadcast. Can I answer? Can these guys ask you a few questions?
Sure, that's fine.
All right, got any questions for Buzz?
Any questions?
Buzz, what is it with you and women?
Is it with me and women?
I like them.
There he is.
Yeah, and so it began.
Yeah, now what is this? Okay, this isolated. We've heard all these, I think.
I don't care for things that are different.
Who said that?
Thank you, Rob.
Joe? May I ask you a few questions for...
Keep all this out.
So you're saying you like the show?
F***ing A, Joe.
He's not going to speak like that on stage, hopefully.
Katie...
Well... Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go with my two hands.
I don't care for things that are different.
There it is again.
I don't.
Okay, well, now don't all you folks that weren't there, don't you feel like you really missed out on a party?
I really think we painted a picture. It was just like we were there just a moment ago.
There you go.
Very, very exciting, and we want to thank everybody that came.
Oh, amen. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, as you know, the San Diego Zoo is one of the finest zoos in the world, and we've had this young lady on the show very often the past, I guess, 7 or 8 years she's been appearing with us.
About 9 years.
Right, yeah. Several plus several will be about 9.
You said 7 or 8.
No, I said... No, I didn't say 7 or 8. I said several.
Then you said 7 or 8, and I said...
Oh, did I?
9. Yeah.
9. Good, thank you.
Some of the animals... you had as babies are now 10 years old.
That would be about right.
Remember the animals that did something funny on your tie?
Yes.
Those little lions and little baby lions were 1 year old.
That's right.
They are now treacherous and ferocious 10-year-old animals.
Okay. Anyway, Joan Embry is here tonight.
And she's now 32.
That's right. Joan is an animal handler and a trainer. And you really think you're fooling everybody, don't you?
No.
And she
I'm
also...
I'm just here to do my best to help you.
I know that. And she does her 3 horse shows a day. Did you know that? At the animal park.
Boy.
What?
What an exciting idea.
Would you like an army cot or something? Maybe just kind of catch up on a little nappy poo? Just might snap you right out of it. Okay.
I love Joan. I'm the only one who went down to see Joan. Doc has never seen her. You've never seen her. I went to the wild animal
farm. It's all right.
But you're upsetting me.
No, I don't want to upset you.
I went down, Joan, and
I know you did. That's all right. Fine.
Don't say...
What?
I know her. I went down there.
Oh, I know you did. I know you went down there.
And I held a baby gorilla.
I couldn't go with you that week. You held a baby gorilla. Good. All right. And let's get her out here quickly. Would you welcome Joan Embry? Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. The best of Don and Mike.
And that outstanding entertainment program is the best of Don and Mike. Just like Sonny said... Listen to it, love it, live it. And let's get right back into it. This segment is actually very funny. Otherwise, well, we wouldn't have put it on the show. But it's Larry interviewing a pig gut guy. What else should I say about that? Except for it's the best of Don and Mike.
Let's get on it.
Oh, good.
Let's all get on Regis.
We had someone check. He is out at Jack's house.
Good.
That's where we can reach him.
Who's on the phone? See that line, the night line that I have to use to call?
No.
Who's on the phone?
Oh, no. We need to clear it out.
No ass, Sherlock. I mean, there's like 2 lines that I can use to call out on here.
One of them's busy.
And someone is using it now, I guess, like for chat service. Thank you.
Or
thank you for
pizza.
Thank you for hanging up the phone. I'm calling Regis's cell.
This is cell phone.
About the goat screw.
This is exciting.
It was Joe?
Yeah.
Of course it was Joe.
Is it Regis?
Hold on. Where's room?
Hello?
Regis Philbin?
Yeah.
Don,
who am I speaking with here?
Don Geronimo, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, Don, how are you? How are you? It's, how are you, Don? I'm not doing too well.
What's going on, Reg?
Nothing. Nothing really bad.
Are you at Jack Nicholson's house?
Yeah, I am.
Are you crying?
I think he's crying.
I'm a little emotional.
What's wrong, Regis?
Don, I really, you don't understand. I don't really want to talk about it.
Why, what's wrong?
Something horrible.
You can tell us.
Something horrible's happened.
What happened, Regis?
I can tell you, right? You're a pal?
Yes.
You're a pal. We've been pals for a long time.
Yes, Regis.
Can I tell you the whole thing?
Yes.
Because it's a pretty horrible story.
Tell me everything. All I know is I watch your TV show in the morning.
Oh, it turns out. I got to tell you, Don, my buddy. My pal, Jack's a bad one.
What do you mean?
He's a real bad one.
What did he do?
He took complete advantage of me.
Oh.
And I'm keeping the stiff upper lip. Because, you know, it's Jack. He's a major star, and he went down to clean himself up, and I know he's coming back up here, but I'm in Jack's bedroom right now.
Are you bleeding?
I had no idea.
Are you bleeding?
I don't know what I am, but I'm not happy. Things are horrible. I've never felt like this. I feel so dirty. I feel as dirty as I've ever felt.
That's awful.
I came out here, I flew special just out to see Jack, and I was really excited about the whole thing. And I can barely talk to you on the cell phone right now because I'm restrained. I'm tied to the bed.
Like a
pig on a spit.
Wow. You kind of asked for this.
I don't feel good.
You kind of asked
for it. I'm an old guy. I'm not used to this.
I mean, when you were on TV, you're talking about dating Jack.
Hold on a second. Here he comes. Hi, Jack.
Are you ready for some more? Come on, how about it?
Put him on.
No, I don't want to. Hey, I got on the
phone
right now. It's Don Geronimo, the radio guy. You want
want to talk to him? Yeah. Hello?
Jack.
How are you?
Hey, what are you doing to Regis?
Nothing.
You having BS with him?
He's a good guy. Regis came out here to see me.
Are you having BS with him?
I don't want to go. I don't want to go into any detail, but Regis decided he'd come out and visit me, and I'd show him my house, give him a full-blooded tour. Regis has a symptom or two.
Huh.
I know I'm dehydrated. The room smells like bleach and helium. We're having a good old California time getting ready before we go out to the big, big game. You know, it's the Lakers' last game out there. Reach wants to see it, but he's a crybaby.
Now,
doesn't understand what I'm doing here, you know. Come on now.
Yeah, BS with him.
Hey, be a man. Be a man.
Jack.
Wow. This game a little whack.
Mr. Nicholson.
Yeah, how are you?
Do you know what I mean when I say BS?
Yeah, I think I get your drift. I have to point out that I've been in Hollywood a long time now. And I know what this is all about. I wrote the novel on it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get our friend from New York City to be a little more experimental, but he's whining
like
a little girl
with
petticoats.
Ask him what he does with his friend Gelman.
Hold on a second. He wants an allegiance. He wants to know what you do with your friend. I don't want to talk about that. Could you just untie these, Jack? Could you untie these restraints, please? In good time, my friend.
Hey, Jack, you know,
I got him tied to the bed.
Wow.
You know, just like a little girl that he is.
You know,
my crimson silk sheets are in ribbons. The closet's in a shambles. We've been wrestling all afternoon out here. It's midday out here, you know.
You know what?
Right after lunch, nothing like a good tumble.
Yeah,
that's what I always say.
221 in Los Angeles.
Oh, is it really? Hold on a second. Let me take off my Velcro shoes. No problem. What are you doing right now?
I'm thinking about you in that movie with Diane Keaton.
Sure, yeah.
Where you go to the hospital. And
lovely lady.
We get to see that shot of your ass.
What a lovely lady.
In a hospital gown. Uh-huh. And that's not an attractive ass you have, Jack.
Well, you know, you're not as young as you used to be. That's what I always say. Hers ain't that great either without the body makeup.
So you've got...
Roadmap, the vein patrol.
You've got Regis at your house.
He's upstairs. I showed him the art collection, and then we walked around and saw some of my gardens. Had a little late lunch as he'd been traveling all day, and I just dropped a little something in his mimosa, and one thing led to another, and Regis woke up, and now he's tied in my bed, and he's flopping around pretty good for an older fella.
Huh.
Calm down there, Philbin. I've always wanted to do this. I'm back now. I left Reed alone while I fixed a salad. I ate it while I drove my rascal around my property. Now he's upstairs and he's ready. I think he's real ready.
Yeah, I think
he was ready 2 hours ago, and you know, now it's real exciting.
Why don't you? You know what you should really do if he's offering resistance? Ask him what he does with Gelman, because he has a secret relationship with Gelman.
He wants to know what you do with Gelman.
Hey, Jack, did you know that?
I don't want to talk about that. Why don't you untie me? For Christ's sake, Jack.
I thought it would go better.
Untie the restraints. I'm having trouble breathing. He is such a little bitch. I'm naked except for my orthotic socks. Oh, he's just complaining. You want to talk to him? I'm going back downstairs. I'm going to get some Oreo cookies, and I'm going to get a cat o' nine tails that'll make Regis Philbin do his best show ever.
Wow.
All right,
I
want to talk to you, Candy. Hello?
Hey.
I'm terrified.
Sounds
I'm absolutely terrified. Can you get help for me? I need Don. Are you there?
Yeah,
Don.
You know, Regis,
I need you to get a message to Michael Gelman for me. You have to tell him to get on the quickest plane he can come out and rescue
maybe
me, for the love of God.
Maybe he's listening. Maybe your
help
cell
me.
Maybe your cell phone will ring and it'll be Gelman.
Jack's been smoking reefer all day. He sparked up as soon as I arrived.
Wow.
He's out of his mind.
Is that your cell phone, Regis?
Yeah, hold on a second.
I
gotta take another call.
Okay.
Hello? Oh, you gotta come out and get me. Michael. No, he's not in the bedroom. He raped me. I swear to God, please, don't ask your stupid questions. You know,
No, I didn't encourage him, for the love of Christ. I didn't encourage him.
Tell him all you did was wake up, he had some cranberry juice.
He's a Hollywood actor.
And your butt was bleeding.
He's a Hollywood actor and he violated me. At least I think he did. I'm all confused. Michael, get on the plane. Come out here as soon as you can. Let's give me a good hot sex. Good. I love you too. Come out as soon as you can.
Poor Reed.
Goodbye. Oh, thank God. Don, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, I swear to God. He ripped the rings right out of my piercings.
You know,
he's an animal. He's a wild animal. You know, they say he's slowed down. He hasn't slowed down there, boy. Jax is as much of an animal as he always was. I'm face down, tied to satin sheets with restraints. I think he used his golf socks to tie me to the bedpost. And I'm in agony right now. I don't know. I feel very full, like I ate a really big meal. I don't know what's going on.
Rod Stewart allegedly had to go to the hospital and get his stomach pumped.
I don't know. Whatever you're doing, please don't make light of this. I feel seriously like I ate a giant porterhouse steak that was too big for me.
You know what?
It's really, really scary.
I bet Joy's going to hear this on the radio.
Hold on. He's coming back. He's in the hallway. Yeah. Oh, my God.
What?
Jesus. He's wearing an outfit. He looks like the Gimp. In Pulp Fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's going to hurt me. My eyes are weeping, Don. Here he comes. I got to be quiet. Hold on.
Okay.
Hi, Jack.
Be quiet.
Jack, please don't do that. Don't do that.
Uh-oh.
Don't do that. I want you to do something.
Oh, I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear the violation of Regis.
Oh, that can't be good.
We're going to call him Vito Philbin. Hey, Vito.
You pretend you're Ally McGraw. You're Ally McGraw. Say I'm Ally McGraw.
I'm what?
Say it.
I'm Ally McGraw. I'm Ally McGraw.
Yeah. Hey, Jack likes you.
Poor Regis. Hope he's well by Monday. Wow.
You know, I'm sorry, I have to hang up.
Jack,
bye! That to me sounded like a man being violated.
Yeah, I have no idea what's
not
going on.
Not in a good way.
I have no idea what's going on.
It sounded to me like they're fighting.
Yeah. Didn't sound good. It certainly didn't sound good. Who knows what was going on? It's tough to interpret that.
Well, I don't think it's so tough.
Let me call them back. You know, we got 1 minute.
I have no idea. Just a lot was going on.
I hope Regis is okay. That's my main concern.
I hope he's all right, too. Like some hot man-on-man action.
Survives this.
Jesus Christ. He's being used? Abused?
Regis Philbin. Hello?
Regis, it's Don from Don and Mike.
Oh, Don, how are you? How are you? Everything's all right. Everything's fine. It was actually pretty good.
How are you?
Jack's great.
Hey, you should know something.
Yeah.
While we were doing that segment, Joy called.
Oh.
And asked for your cell number.
You didn't
give her the cell, did you?
Tell me you didn't get her.
No, I didn't. Did you?
He normally doesn't.
She's out here in Los Angeles with me. How come she...
Oh, Rob.
But you gave her the cell?
I did.
You tell him he's gonna pay.
Look at your caller ID. Is it Joy?
I'm going to take the call.
All right, take it.
Her.
Hello? Hi, darling. Huh? Oh, yeah, I'm over at Jack's house. We're going to the game later. Everything's... Huh? I don't sound like I do when I'm with him. Oh, stop it. You're being paranoid again. Did you go to the nice restaurant with the valet parking? That's great. You going to get a manicure? Oh, good. All right. Botox later? I love you, too. All right. Bye. Bitch. Oh, what a bitch.
Are you bleeding?
I feel fantastic.
I bet.
I was a baby. Jack left. Jeff went down to his cabana. He's taking a swim in his pool. And, you know, I cried and I was upset, but now I feel wonderful. I feel like a new guy. He took the restraints off and everything's fine. Everything's wonderful. We're doing great. He's Jack, baby.
Do you still
Jack
feel,
Nicholson.
Do you, feel, do you still feel like you got the porterhouse steaks in your stomach?
I feel really good. It's just, it's all gone now. It feels free. I feel fantastic.
Yeah.
I feel fantastic. I've been violated. I'm lying, Don.
I know, Regis.
He heard me.
I know he did. But you love him.
Go home. I want my mama.
It's your own fault, Jack. Jack said you were dressed like a little whore.
Hello, Mr. Nichols.
You what?
He's back from a
swim. I brought you some cheese whiz.
Oh.
Like to have some cheese whiz.
No!
Okay.
Jesus!
Again, I don't know. You know, they're wrestling or something. That's all I can guess.
I have no idea what's going on.
I don't know if they're arm wrestling or what, but, you know, it just...
I don't know whether he was upset or whether he was happy. It was hard to tell.
I think happy.
It was hard to tell.
I've heard that sound before.
Can you call him just one more time, please? Just once.
Okay, but...
I want to find out if they interrupt
him. I'm pretty sure I know what's going on.
Especially if they're having a good time. Just want to, you know, some closure.
Ridiculous. I don't think there's anything closed there.
I don't know what's going on.
I think it's more open sure than closure.
We just could use some closure.
Hello.
Jack?
Yeah, who's calling?
Don Geronimo, Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo.
Hi,
Hello,
Jack.
How are you?
Looking for Regis Philbin.
He can't come to the phone.
Why?
Why?
The silly dude's unconscious.
Huh.
He lost consciousness. He might be taking a nap or he might be out for good. I'm not sure. We're going to get some medical attention for him, though. He couldn't play with the big boys.
Hmm.
He's sitting here.
I
got him propped up on a chair. He's wearing tennis shorts and nothing else.
Oh, dear.
And his color's not real good. You understand when you're playing with the big dog.
Hey, Jack, one question.
Yeah, sure, fire away. I'll answer anything you got.
You like syrup or jelly?
I like jelly. Yep.
And
you know
most all gays do.
Yeah, well, I mean, when he wakes up, I'll say, we're straight. That's it.
Okay.
Everything's fine, Don.
Nice talking to you, Jack.
Yeah, I'll splash some water on. You have a great afternoon.
Take care of Regis.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Jack.
I guess he already did.
Well, no chance to talk to Regis. He apparently is sleeping.
Very tired.
Very disturbing.
Hope he'll be okay.
Well,
okay.
I guess he'll, you know, you'll check his color the next time he gets. Monday he'll be back on his show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
Thank you, Sonny, and...
this morning.
Nice mellow tune to drive you home with, man. Anyway, this has been the best of Don and Mike. It's been great being with you this week. I have been your host, the legendary Joe Artinger, with you, Don and Mike, on spring break. They'll be back soon. Until then, you can check out all things Don and Mike at www.donandmikewebsite.com. I'm out of here. I love you, Tracy Baby, Roxy, Chip, Vegas, Kylie, and the Fish. I'm out of here. I'll see you on Monday. And, oh, here's the Larry segment. I invoked the DJ Friday right to make mistakes. But here's the Larry segment that I promised. So enjoy, and I'll see y'all on Monday.
Got to get right to the Larry King interview. Hi,
Larry.
Live from Washington, D.C., it's the Larry King Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Larry King Show features interviews with interesting guests from around the world and telephone calls from across North America.
That's right.
It's a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System. And now, the host of the program, here's Larry.
Thanks very much, Paul. Good evening, everybody.
Hi. Who are we talking to?
We got a guy from Canada.
Big spleen.
This guy, I think, predicts the weather with the pigs.
Blinkers.
Pigs, dirty. Dirty, very dirty. Farms.
Clooney has a pig. Old MacDonald had a farm.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at me quizzically, Burbank. You didn't know George Clooney has a pet pig?
I did not know that. Is it one of the Vietnamese pot-bellied variety?
It's Tootie from the Facts of Life.
We're calling Canada. We're going to talk to a guy that predicts the weather by using pig spleen.
I got
to
use a long-distance line.
The phones. All the buttons. I hate the buttons with the confusion.
Ever remember when it was Klondike 54328?
Back in the days in Brooklyn with egg creams and stickball. Good days.
Sandy Colfax.
I played ball with Sandy.
My herpes are itchy.
I'm having an outbreak.
I'm scratching them with a pencil.
Where is the Canadian? Go!
Whoa!
Is he ready?
Yeah.
You called him?
Larry.
Yes, Larry.
Good day today. Warm.
You like the warm?
Hello.
The warm better than the
cold. Hello, Glenn?
Hi, Glenn.
Is this Glenn? Glenn, hi. Welcome to the radio show that you're scheduled to be on. My name's Larry.
I'm Larry, too, and we're talking with Glenn from Canada, who predicts weather with the spleen.
With a pig spleen.
How do you do it?
How you do that?
Well, when the hog is butchered and the...
I tell you about hogs.
Guys come out, get a hold of the...
That's the nickname for motorcycles. Hogs.
Do you eat the pig after you kill it?
Oh, yes.
One time, I got sick at Hogs and Heifers, right there in Manhattan,
New York.
I'm coming out. I threw up all over my wingtips.
However, New York, great city.
We're talking with Glenn.
Lots to eat.
From Canada. He predicts the weather, get it, crazy, with a sliced pig spleen.
How's that work?
Well, I look at the spleen when it comes out of the hog.
Must be bloody. Is there blood?
I hold it up there.
You like the blood? You like the blood?
No, it's a piece of the stomach.
What's your name?
The spleen.
What's your name?
They're just spleens.
What's your name?
I'm Glenn Wickstrom.
I'm Larry.
I'm Larry too. Ben.
Yes.
Bacon. Good. With tomato and lettuce, right?
Well,
B-L-T.
Onions and salt and pepper and bacon.
No mayo, mustard, mustard.
Does the butchering sometimes kill the pig?
What's that?
Does the butchering sometimes, does it kill the pig?
Oh, yes, you do it. When you butcher
a killer. You kill her.
Yes.
Yeah, we've got to... We're joined by... Are you a serial killer? I love having a serial killer on the show. I remember one time we had Ted Bundy. He's on the phone. He's a very bad man.
He's gone now.
It's a good interview.
Yeah, they killed him. They executed him.
We had the Menendez boys on. It was fantastic.
Interesting stuff.
Great. I had split screen.
Very interesting.
You know, I got an itch that I just cannot reach.
In the middle of your back?
Lower.
Use a stick. You have a stick?
I told you I've used the pencil.
Oh, the pencil. Sometimes pencil's not long enough.
What I'm using is one of those pencils. You call them mechanical pencils.
Oh.
Now, what's mechanical about it besides the fact that you turn the little thing and the lead comes out? What's mechanical about the mechanical pencil?
Well, it doesn't matter if it can't help you itch.
We're talking to Glenn from Canada.
Whoa.
He's a 67. Fucks the weather. But how you do that?
At the pig spleen, up is January, and the Jew is pig spleen. You do it for
Ben. Your tails, right?
Yeah.
I like curly fronts.
I like it better than curly.
I like the curly.
I like the curly.
I like the curly in everywhere.
I like the waffle fries.
And my name is Zyga, and I eat pork sometimes.
Yeah.
Don't tell nobody.
Yeah, you're breaking a rule.
Don't tell nobody.
You know, not kosher.
Tell me something. Can you imagine, Glenn, what it was like for me, growing up as a boy in Brooklyn, having Sandy Koufax as my best friend?
He pitched to me when I was playing stickball.
You like ham?
Yes, it's very good.
Ham is nice, but stay away from the greasy.
We're talking with Ben from Canada. He predicts the weather by looking at the pig's spleens. Tell us how that does.
You look at the different parts on the spleen. You look at the front side and the back side.
Whoa.
Where exactly on a pig does the bacon come
from?
And
it's smooth on the front.
I look at the pig, and I'm thinking when I'm having my bacon, which I know is not kosher.
Yeah.
I'm having my bacon, I'm thinking. Is
bacon,
this
good.
Is this a leg? Is this a hind? Is this a hoof?
That's a good question. Talking with Ben from Canada. Ben, is the bacon near the spleen?
It is, and... When you can cook the spleen up in a frying pan...
You're in Canada. You're in Canada.
And it acts like fire.
I'll tell you this about Canada. Canada is cold. Snow is cold, right?
Real cold.
Is snow cold?
Is it cold up there, Ben?
Is snow cold?
No, it's 65 above Fahrenheit today.
But when it snows, is snow cold?
I like the bacon. I like the chops. I like the pork chops, but I won't eat the feet. Do people eat pigs' feet, Ben?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you cook them up. They're good, too.
Are cloven hooves the work of Satan?
Whoa.
They might fall, I know.
I'm a good friend of Satan's. You know who else is a good friend of mine? Kathy Lee Gifford. It's a talented, talented lady. A very good friend. She's doing an off-Broadway show I went to the other night. I want to tell you, she's marvelous. She's great. I like Regis. I'm not so enamored with Kelly. I think Kelly needs breast implants.
No secret that Kathy Lee signed a deal with the devil. Ben, Celsius or Fahrenheit? Go!
We have Celsius up here, but I know how to transfer it into
Canadian football.
Fahrenheit too for you guys.
I've never understood it. There's only three downs. It's crazy. Tell me about the Ottawa Rough Riders of the Canadian Football League.
Go.
Are they as good as the New England Patriots? Go. And what do you think about Brett Favre? What about the man crush?
They call the football pig skin?
John Madden has on Brett Favre. Hey. Do they make footballs out of pig spleens, Glenn?
No.
What's a pig spleen look like, Ben?
Out of the hide.
Ben, tell us what a spleen on a pig looks like. What's it shaped like? Is it shaped like a bean?
It's 3 inches wide and 2.5 feet long.
Wow.
I bet it looks like the most intimate area of Angie Dickinson.
Yeah.
One time I was with Angie Dickinson, who was, of course, Pepper on Police Woman.
She was wonderful.
Also in Big Bad Mama.
If Angie Dickinson's on the screen, I'm watching.
I saw her, and I said, when she revealed the bouncy, I said, oh, it looks like a pig spleen.
I'm talking with Ben from Canada. Ben predicts the weather with the pig spleens. Tell us how that works.
How does that work?
It works really good. You look at the front side and the back side, and you can tell whether it's going to snow or rain.
I can tell the weather with my goat. My pet goat, I can tell the weather with her.
When'd you get a goat?
I've had the goat my whole life. You're my brother.
I didn't know that. I thought you had a dog. I thought it was a dog and you put horns on it.
Peter Jennings is a dead Canadian. That's sad, right?
Sad. Funeral. Sad. Ben's funeral's sad, right?
They're bad, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
My goat is named Jim Bohannon.
You like the hockey?
You know what tastes good is goat's milk.
Oh, good.
I don't like squeezing on the nipples of the goat, though. You know, because I'm from Brooklyn.
You don't do no milking in Brooklyn.
I don't know the front end from the back end.
Not at all.
Things.
You can make goat cheese. That's feta. You like Greek food? Ben, go.
Celine Dion.
For you.
Are you proud of Celine Dion? You think she represents Canadians?
Let's play the Canada game.
I think she kind of looks like a praying mantis. What do you think?
John Candy died fat, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fat's not good.
Lots of Canadians come down here to be on TV.
They're greasy. We're talking with Glenn from Saskatchewan, Canada.
Alex Trebek, good guy.
He tells us that he's using a pig spleen to predict weather. How you do that? How's it work?
You look at the spleen on both sides of it, and you can tell the weather from January until June.
Do you
by
cook
feeling
it Canada?
And
do you
looking
take
at
the,
it and
do you cook all the parts of the kid, the pig? Do you cook that at home?
Oh, yes. You cook it up and eat it.
Would you like to know my ninth favorite Canadian?
Oh.
Yeah.
David Steinberg. Go! Who are your favorite Canadians, Ben?
You know, you don't really have to be a hungry man to enjoy a hungry man dinner.
No.
I was sitting down last night with my wife, Sean King.
Sometimes it's just a snack.
She had it. I said, you're a hungry woman. She said, you're an old man. I said, come here. Let me take my teeth out and kiss you all over.
Her lips look like a pig's flame.
I'm Larry the Lip. Yeah, I'm good down there.
I'm Larry of the Corner.
We're talking with Glenn from Canada.
What he does is he predicts the weather by cutting a pig open and looking at its spleen. Tell us how it goes. How's it go?
Well, you get the spleen after it comes out of the insides of the hog, and you hold it up in the air and look at it.
I tell you, who's a real pig is Kirstie Alley. I watched those ads, and I say, where'd she lose the weight? Hey, here's one for you, Larry. I say to Rickles, how do you lose 20 pounds of ugly weight? Well, Rickles says, cut off your head.
Yeah, it's a joke. He's a funny guy.
He's a nice guy.
Hungry Man Dinners. I like the apple crisp. crunchy.
McDonald's on the side of the wrapper. Just contents inside may be hot. And you know what? They are real hot. Whoa.
I'm glad they put the warning up.
Do you like the hot? Glenn?
Yeah, that's
Ben?
Very nice.
It's Glenn.
It's Glenn.
Have you been calling him Ben?
I've been calling him Ben the whole time.
It's Glenn.
Well, now tell us about your invention.
Well, it's been in our family for over 100
years. Oh, what a shame. We're out of time.
Live from Washington, D.C., it's the Larry King Show.
It's time to go. Been great having you on the show.
Interviews with interesting guests from around the world and telephone calls from across North America. It's a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Thank you for being on the show.
Here's Larry.
Thanks very much, Bog.
Gentle Ben, thanks for being on the show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind. Be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.